much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
You're thinking that, you know, you're at the end of your tether now. But what if this is just the beginning of your story?
Then it's a slow start, isn't it?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Take me down to the Paradise City.
I don't even know what that is.
Yo, this is Kevin Federline. What, do you got nothing better to do but to call this person? Maybe this person is busy. You trying to waste other people's time? Maybe they're a hard-working person. I don't know. But why are you calling? Don't make no sense to me. I think you should just holler at your damn self and go on about your day.
Douchebag.
Hang on tight, spider monkey.
What that even supposed to mean? I shouldn't have to hear that. I'm a child.
What do you think about that? That the Catholic Church would allow someone in, welcome someone in, who denies the Holocaust? Isn't that offensive to you?
What are you gonna do?
And now.
You with me?
I sure am.
You with me now?
I love it.
You know you love it.
I don't even know what that is.
Our feature presentation.
You know, I hate cherry tomatoes. Let me tell you something about that.
Wait, is it the Weekend Rage again?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
What's happening? Are we still doing this BS?
Turns out we are.
Oh. I'm afraid so. You were hoping the show would be canceled while you were gone?
I was hoping. I didn't get an email, so I came in, but I was hoping to be able to just turn around and go right back home.
Like your card wouldn't work.
Right.
You're like, oh, well.
Yeah, they closed it down, finally.
It is Monday on the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, we're going to get right to your calls, especially you, Nick. Please hold on. We'll talk to you in a minute at 1-800-520-1067. First, though, I thought I had it wrong, but isn't it today like your birthday?
Oh, mine, yeah. Oh, yes, yes.
Yay. It is your birthday. That's what I thought.
How about that? Who knew?
You look so surprised.
I thought he was talking to Lisa or Mike. I was trying to figure out, like, who's he talking to?
What a
crappy birthday.
First day back from vacation, though.
Yeah. I don't mind coming back from vacation as much as you do, B.
Really?
It's not as bad.
Yeah.
Because I stand there for a good solid 20 minutes to decide whether I'm going to hang myself or start working.
It's either right around 5:50. Autoerotic asphyxiation or work.
I've got the rope in one hand and the chair in the other, and I'm thinking, all right, do I just do this or do I go ahead and just power on through and do one more radio show?
I really enjoy most of the people here.
Yeah!
Most.
You know what? Well, I'll go with all of the people here.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. Got it. Noted.
What are you going to come at me like that?
What are you talking about? I'm just saying I like people.
By the way, I know that it's always hard to – when you miss a week, you miss a lot on the
Kevin Beach. Yeah, I have no idea what happened.
And you're going to be – I'm only going to tell you one thing about last week that will surprise you the most of all the things that happened during the week that you missed.
Okay.
I'm not even going to explain how, but at one point we found ourselves talking to the stork from the Vlasic pickle commercials. That's the kind of quality program we were putting on while you were gone.
You know, I love that stuff. That dumbass stuff is what makes me laugh.
That's what ended up happening on our show.
Good times. So
at least you're back. You can put us on the right track, maybe.
I don't know that I'm the one to do that, but let's get started with your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. It's Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do? What it do? What it do? What it do, nephew?
So, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
Oh, great prize today. How about an annual pass with no blackout dates to Universal Studios Hollywood, the entertainment capital of L.A.? That's what you get for being on the show.
No, I'm going to get high tonight, though.
Nope.
I'm going to get very high tonight. I'm going to get so f***ed up tonight. I'm like Tupac.
Indeed, you are just like Tupac. Ladies and gentlemen, longtime friend of the Kevin and Bean Show. We haven't talked to him in a while. Here is Nick, who joins us on line one.
Breaking the silence.
Would you guys buy... I'm sorry?
Yes.
Did you say you're breaking the silence?
Yes. I've been listening to you guys since what happened with Amber Heard, and that was really awful.
Yeah, that was...
It was.
6 months ago?
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's more than that. It's Zombieland. It's the worst thing ever.
All right, let's stop for 1 second here, Nick. Let me bring folks up to
speed.
First of all, the Amber Heard incident that Nick refers to was not that big of a deal. It's just that let me just explain to the listeners here, Nick. It wasn't that big a deal for the rest of us because Amber Heard is an actress that Nick admires very much, and we had her on the show, and we let him know ahead of time, hey, your favorite actress is going to be on the show. If you want to talk to her, we'd love for you to call in and speak with her. And Nick said he would, and then he gayed out and didn't call, right?
He literally chickened out and didn't call.
Yeah. I did not chicken out. I swear to you, I didn't chicken out. That's the truth.
So here's the deal. So he
was devastated by that. I mean, to the point where he was really, really depressed. And then we talked to him later that day, and he was crying. And we were just like, Nick, it's not that big a deal. Don't even worry about it.
It was that big a deal. I got to tell you.
It's this movie I can't get past.
Okay, so then, Nick.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
Do it! I don't care anymore. You can't hurt me.
Be quiet for a second. Let Bean finish the recap for people to catch up what's happened. Stop interrupting.
And this will be very fast, Nick. So Nick wants to talk about Zombieland, which is a movie he hated more than any movie in the world, partly because Amber Heard was in it and he didn't like the way she was used in the movie. And he's written his own script called Salvation that he wants her to star in. And that's where we pick up the story right now with Nick.
How do you not like Zombieland?
Because it sucks. It sucks. She's uglied up, and it's like about a hick and a nerd. And why would I want to like follow a hick and a nerd when Amber Heard is in it? But now she's all uglied up, and I hate it. I hate it so much.
All right, take it easy.
Wow.
But she's an actress. I mean, did you hate Monster because they made Charlize Theron look ugly in that movie, and she's actually a beautiful woman?
Yes, I did, actually.
But how do you have this much passion for Zombieland, a movie that also came out 6 months ago?
I hate it because I'm writing this story that just feels like a giant contradiction to what I'm trying to write. Because I kind of thought Amber Heard is like this sexy, you know, ass-kicking hero
who's
hot and kills bad guys.
Not that you had the stones to call in when she was here. She's amazing.
Yeah.
She's amazing looking. She's got a great personality.
Look, I have to redeem myself for that. And I don't care what you guys say, but I have to.
All right, okay. Well, Nick, good luck with that. See you later.
I want to throw this out there, and I think that you'll be pleased with this analysis. Your movie, if it's the opposite of Zombieland, is going to seem fresh to people who have already seen Zombieland. They're going to go, oh, here's a creative guy over here who's doing something different. He took the ugly girl from Zombieland, he's making her pretty. He's got a better story. I mean, why not use it to your advantage?
I am. I wrote secret dishes of Zombieland in my story. They're metaphorical, but they're
They're secret. Little messages, little stabs without knowing. Woo!
Metaphorical dishes from Zombieland in his movie.
Yeah, Nick, you'll know it.
Nick, give me just 1 second to ask you a question. The last screenplay that you wrote, we were sitting in the right field section of Dodger Stadium.
Let me finish the question.
And did it take Bean 45 minutes for him to summarize his movie?
That's about right. Yes.
And we didn't have any idea what it was about after 45 minutes.
Well, I've also rewritten a lot of it.
Yeah.
This is the same screenplay. You know that, Kevin, right? This is the same movie that he was pitching back then.
No, I didn't. I thought he had a new one.
No, same movie.
All right. Listen, Nick, stop writing.
No. Don't do that. Listen, don't stop writing.
Stop following your dream and get a realistic dream.
Yes, because that's... I hope you don't tell your children that, Kevin.
I don't need to. They're not you.
All right, listen, Nick. Stay in touch. Keep fighting the good fight, and good luck to you. All right, son?
I will.
All right.
Okay.
All
right. Fine.
Alex misses you.
remember we sent them out on a date?
Yeah.
Alex is still angry about that.
All right, let's try Henry on line 4 with perhaps the most important telephone call of the day. Of course, Henry is talking about women that are 18 and up. Hi, Henry. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
What I do, nephew? What's up?
What I do to you?
What I do?
Is that a real Mexican accent, or is he completely fake? He's a black guy.
Nah, I'm not Mexican.
All right.
All right, my story is about, well, of course, you know, I live in front of a high school.
Right.
Of course. Right.
Oh, man. Henry lives in his car in front of a high school. Yeah. This is trouble right here already.
No. I live in front of a high school.
All right.
Like, you walk across the street and the high school's right there.
We got that. I understand.
We understand across the street. Okay.
That's clear. All right. Hey, what do you see when you look out your front window?
Of course. The high school. Every day. Every time I get home from work, I get home right at the same time at 3 o'clock because I know that's what the time is the high school. You know, gets out.
All right, he's creepy.
Okay, I know.
All right.
How old are you, Henry?
How old am I?
Let me guess. Yeah. Let me guess. 59.
No.
How old?
No, I'm actually 32.
32.
Oh, isn't that a little bit creepy that you're planning your arrival to home to when the high school lets out so you can watch the girls walk to and from?
No.
They're half his age.
My niece goes to that high school. So,
oh, that's even worse. You're having a relationship with your niece?
No, I'm not.
All right, what?
Okay, so next thing I know, I go inside the house, you know, I open the window. What do I see? I see two high school girls just making out. Yeah. Right in front of my house.
In front of your house or in front of the school?
No, in front of the house.
Oh, man.
I guess they walked across the street.
You live across the street from a high school, do you?
What?
Yes.
How fortunate.
They just turned 18 last week?
Yes, I think so. From what my niece said, they were seniors.
Okay. So wait a minute. So the girls were making out, and you went to your niece and said, I time my arrival back home when the high school gets out, and there were two girls making out. Who were they? That's not my question. I'm saying you asked your niece that?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. Of course, I go, well, do they do that in high school?
Paging Chris Hansen.
Henry is awesome. I don't know how we're going to continue to keep him on the show, but we need to.
He's a good storyteller, for one.
He is. And he's living in his car. All right, Henry. Thank you very much.
And he's clearly violating a restraining order, by the way.
There's no question about that. Any interest in any of these other calls?
Not really.
Calls?
Not much. Okay. Not much. all right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Yes.
Hey, everyone. Kevin's going to give us his take on the situation. Let's listen up.
I'd rather Bean does it because I really haven't paid any attention to what we're doing today.
Okay.
All right.
Seems
let me
fair.
Take a look what
I
we got
checked
here. Today.
One email last night. That was it.
I don't blame you. I wouldn't.
Erase everything.
You
else.
Check about the same amount of email when you're working, by the way.
I know, but at least when I'm on vacation, I can get away with it. All right, back to
Psycho Mike is going to tell us a story that I have been all weekend long looking forward to in about 20 minutes. Someone came up to him at the gym, Kevin, with a proposition that you're not going to believe.
Proposition?
Out of the blue. A business opportunity. Am I right, Michael?
Yeah. Quite lucrative, to be honest.
A lucrative business proposition that Mike is now pondering. So we'll discuss in about 20 minutes. Maybe we can help him decide yay or nay on that.
You're going to be a male prostitute.
You're
going to be a gay male prostitute.
Also,
you're close.
TMZ.com. Harvey Levin is going to be joining us. We got a story in the news about some parents that are in big, big trouble for filming and putting up on YouTube their 3-year-old smoking pot. I don't know how that went poorly for them. April Foolishness is this Saturday night. Completely sold out, of course. We raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for charity. You can't buy tickets, but you can win them every day this week on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll give you that opportunity coming up later on today. Our friend Petros Papadakis is going to be in studio talking about the remaining teams. Boy, I don't think there can't be anyone alive in America with a bracket that called this Final Four,
oh,
right?
Oh, no.
I
haven't checked mine that I did before I went on vacation, but I'm pretty sure I was 100% wrong. And that's a lot of games.
You're pretty sure Butler wasn't in the Final Four, I'll tell you that.
No.
So we'll talk about that. We'll spin the wheel, bad animal voices on the show today. We had a conversation briefly last week about whether it's better to die suddenly and not know it's coming or have some heads up of about 6 months or a year. And there were some very heated opinions on the staff here. And we didn't have a chance to throw it open to the callers.
That's simple.
We're gonna do that today.
That's simple.
Two more things. I told you it's a jam-packed Kevin and Bean show today. Duavid, who may be even crazier than Kevin and Bean listener Nick, he's the one who married the mannequin?
Yes.
And by crazy, you mean fantastic.
Fantastic, yeah, of course. Since last time we had him on, he was arrested and spent time in jail.
Oh, no.
Because people just don't understand the love that Duavid has for his mannequin.
And some people would do better in jail than others.
Right.
Oh, no.
So we'll find out how that goes. Plus, we're going to talk to somebody. We're actually thinking about doing some advertising for the Kevin and Bean Show. There's an eBay auction up. Mike, I know you've seen the pictures. How big is this woman's chest that she is offering to auction space off on a T-shirt?
Defying the laws of physics big.
Yes.
So it's a woman with giant boobs, and she's willing to put your advertisement on her T-shirt?
That's right.
My man.
Because everyone –
everyone, well, you haven't seen her yet, but but everyone stares at her everywhere she goes, so you're guaranteed eyes on your logo. So we're going to discuss and find out how much that might cost. This might be the breakthrough the Kevin and Bean show has been looking for, is this kind of advertising. So anyway, all of that plus the showbiz beat when we return right after this on the Kevin and Bean show. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean show on a Monday. What was the proposition that was handed to Psycho Mike at the gym last week, and should he do it? We'll need your advice coming up in about 10 minutes or so right here on the Kevin and Bean show. First, let's take a look at the showbiz beat on a Monday. That means new movies in theaters over the weekend, and How to Train Your Dragon was number one by a long shot. Is this the first time a 3D movie has taken out another 3D movie at the top? I mean, this is the direction the films are going, but yeah. Yeah, How to Train Your Dragon, $43.3 million, knocked out the previous number one, Alice in Wonderland, which is also a 3D movie, which made another $17.3 million. Kevin, still haven't seen a 3D movie.
I know, but you don't watch cartoon movies either.
That's
so
true.
You're bad.
Yeah. I'd also heard that because they had so many 3D movies in theaters now, they don't have enough theaters to actually show all of them, and so they're charging a premium in some theaters for you to
see.
They
raised the prices last week. We didn't get a chance to talk about this. There are cities in this country now where it cost about $19 to go see a 3D movie.
Wow.
Yeah, they really took advantage of
that.
Do you
get to keep the glasses?
I should hope.
That's them.
Well, they, you know, these 3D movies have been coming out, and audiences have been turning out in droves, and the people who run the movie theaters going, hey, people don't seem to mind to pay more for the 3D movie because they feel like they're getting more for their money, so let's go ahead and gouge them. Let's go ahead and raise prices even more. They went up a lot. All over the country, prices went up for 3D movies.
Yeah,
and I don't know what the breaking point is on that, but I know I'm not paying $19.50 for a movie. I'll tell you that. Number three at the box office was a little bit of a surprise because the word of mouth has been phenomenal from people who saw The Hot Tub Time Machine, but it only came in with $13.7 million.
That was so funny.
I saw it on Sunday. It was great.
It was really good.
That's what I hear.
I was so afraid we had built it up too much.
Yeah, me too.
And absolutely not. It was awesome, but the theater I was in was not nearly as full as I thought it would be.
Movies like this, though, like The Hangover or Hot Tub Time Machine or something like
that. Word of mouth.
It's going to be consistently getting people going to it for another like 6 months.
Is great.
Yeah, go. I loved it.
Is Rob Corddry as awesome as everybody says he is?
Yeah,
he steals
awesome.
The movie.
Yeah, he's just amazing.
Bounty Hunter number four. That's that awful Jennifer Aniston movie with Gerard Butler. Diary of a Wimpy Kid was number five. She's Out of My League. Then Green Zone, Shutter Island, Repo Men, and Our Family Wedding at number 10, whatever the hell that is.
It's a movie that none of us have seen or will. I don't know if you covered this last week. I don't know when the Kids' Choice Awards were on Nickelodeon.
It was Saturday night.
All right.
It was just this past
Saturday
night.
Yeah.
How do you know that, pedophile?
How do you know that, Bean? Did you watch it?
I didn't watch it.
Or something.
But anytime Katy Perry is covered in a thick viscous fluid, I'm going to know about it.
Right, but you didn't know that going in.
She got slimed.
They have this thing where they slime people, green slime, and apparently Katy Perry got the treatment.
Nice.
And that was it. And I had a dream like that just the night before.
I don't think children should be allowed to see that.
it does look like she had sex with Shrek, is what it looks like if you see the pictures.
Right, but he couldn't take it and exploded.
I don't know how seriously to take this show. Listen to the winners in the Kids' Choice Awards.
Oh,
all right?
Don't take the winners at all. It doesn't matter.
Favorite movie actor, Taylor Lautner.
Oh, sure.
Best TV show, iCarly.
Sure.
Best cartoon, SpongeBob SquarePants.
Sure.
Favorite TV actress, Selena Gomez.
Yeah, sure.
Favorite animated movie, Up. Favorite music group, Black Eyed Peas. Favorite TV actor, Dylan Sprouse. Favorite movie, according to the Kids' Choice Awards, Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Squeakquel. And Miley Cyrus, favorite movie actress. So there you go. All right, plenty more next hour. Today's celebrity birthdays. How about the beautiful supermodel Elle McPherson, who turns 47 years old today? And while we're talking about supermodels, Jill Goodacre, who's a Victoria's Secret model, also celebrating a birthday today.
Right.
She's 45. How long has she been married to Harry Connick Jr.? It's got to be 20 years.
Long
been together
time, yeah.
Forever. Actress and comedian Amy Sedaris is 49 years old today. Perry Farrell, back in the studio with Jane's Addiction right now, is 51. And the very talented man, but he means nothing to us because he's so fat, John Popper from Blues Traveler, 43. That is the showbiz. Kevin is first day back from vacation. He missed the excitement off air last week that we're now excited to be able to bring on the air because I think this is a topic that needs to be discussed. Psycho Mike, what happened?
About a week ago, a girl I do not know that well. Okay, she's a friend of a friend. And I know her by first name, but we're not pals.
Right.
Approached me and said, Mike, can I talk to you about something? I was like, sure, sure, what's up?
Does she know you're a trainer or were a trainer? Is it about that? Did you say it was at the gym?
It was at the gym, but this had nothing to do
nothing
with physical
to do with training.
Fitness.
Okay.
She approached me and said, Mike, can I talk to you? And she had like a serious tone in her voice, and I said, sure. She said, no, in private.
Oh.
And I'm starting to think, what did I do?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. The first thing that came into my mind is, how did I offend this woman?
You go through the Rolodex of your actions.
It's me.
Right.
And then you think, do I have a booger? She's trying to tell me something privately. What's going on here?
So we walk outside, and there's like a little table area, and she sits me down. And she said, here's the deal. I'm 42 years old. I'm very successful financially. I've achieved everything I want in my life, but I was married once. I'm divorced now. And I'm getting to the point where I realize it's probably not going to happen to me with relationships, and right. I want to have a baby. And you fit all the criteria that I'm looking for.
The table?
How was
it happen? You made her dreams come true?
So she says the words, I want to have a baby, and you fit all the criteria that I'm looking for. And before she could get that last sentence out, I was like, do I get to hump you? Right.
Which I love, by the way. I love that that's Mike's first question is, how do I get to put a baby in you? Not,
no, she's well, asking.
Yeah.
I mean, right, right. But I mean,
but
some
he wants
people
to know the process, right?
Yeah. Some, of course. But some people, the most important thing would be, what about me having a kid? Am I involved in all of this life? Do I know this kid? I mean, that would be the first thing I would think. Not
sure.
Tell me about method of delivery.
Yeah. Well, I was really interested.
Heterosexual guys. Let's talk.
Yes.
You and me.
And turns out she didn't want me to do it organically. She wanted
her.
Yeah. And she
No, I'm saying.
She had a
sorry.
She had contracts and everything taken care of, and she wanted me to look over it with an attorney, and I would
God.
Not have to be a part of this kid's life.
Wait, she brought you the she had the paperwork.
No. She was letting me know that she did, and that would be taken care of, and then I could be able to look over it with an attorney, and I would get paid.
What?
Okay, now here's this is the part I need to know about, because unless there's a financial incentive, there's no reason for you to do a favor of this magnitude to a essential stranger, right?
Right, unless unless his first question is yes. Unless
right.
she says, yes, you can do it with me, then there's the payoff.
Yeah. And
how much payment? Can you tell us?
You know what? I don't even really know. Because to be fully honest with you guys, I turned it down.
Before you got into anything,
great having you work here.
Well, let me
turn
tell you
your
why.
Key card, to Alex, on your
let
way.
Let me tell
out.
You why. One thing, I'd just be doing my business into like a petri dish, so it didn't really matter anyway.
But wait a minute, I know you better than that.
Yeah.
You had to negotiate over how it was going to happen.
No,
no negotiation.
She said, no. You can think about it. I don't expect you to answer right now. I was like, I'm going to answer it.
I can answer right now. If you want the water, you get it out of the spigot. That's what you tell her.
Right from the hose.
Wait, but I thought this was still in play. You've already turned it down.
Yes.
I thought that was the whole point of talking about it, is that you were thinking about it.
Well, I mean,
sure.
I was blown away. I was blown away by this.
Well, of course.
All right. It doesn't work that way, though.
I mean, it just seemed so odd.
Well, for one thing, she doesn't really know you that
right.
well.
Well, but she doesn't want. She doesn't really care because
no,
she doesn't want me to be a part of her life.
You want to know more details about someone that you were asking to father a child.
She
for
clearly
you.
Only cared about his tattoos. I mean, she wants a baby with an Aussie tattoo.
That's
it. And she thought that's how you do it.
And,
well,
and she wanted
you
him
guys,
to be all tan.
Before you, so the baby would be. Before you guys got to that point, I'm sure she would ask for some sort of medical testing, and she would find out about your past addiction problems and things like that. I mean, those are the types of things you want to know if your kid's going to be predisposed to that sort of behavior, right?
Right, right. And you know, maybe like 700 sheets of acid and stuff. Like, who knows if my brain is all screwed up and I'm going to pass that along to my kid.
So did you say just no or let's talk again?
No. Well, here, we talked about it for
over dinner and a roofie.
We talked about it for about 10 minutes, and then I said, to be honest with you, I'm going to let you know I can't do this. For me, personally, I just couldn't live with the idea of having a kid out there.
That you have nothing to do with.
And not being a part of its life. And
do you mean another kid out there that you have nothing to do
with? Well, but here's the best part. I don't know if I have any kids
out
there. So I can live at peace. You know what I'm saying? Don't ask, don't tell. But knowing that I have a baby out there and not really doing anything to be a part of its life and stuff, that would eat away at me. I'm just not that type of person. So I turned it down. But I was totally blown away that this chick would come up to me and ask me to put a baby
in
her.
Let me ask you this question. Would all of those worries about having a kid out there and all that noble stuff that you were just talking about, does that all go away if you get to have sex
yes,
with her?
Yeah, probably. It's so funny how my bones will overwhelm.
Sounds to me like Kevin just negotiated the deal for you, Mike. Kevin and Bean, April Foolishness, sold out this Saturday night. We got a chance for you to win tickets in less than an hour from right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. A phenomenal night of all-star comedy. A lot of great funny people on one stage for one night only. So stick around for your chance to win tickets right now, though. How about Harvey Levin, TMZ.com, CMC Television, of course. Check your local listings. Hey, Harvey, how was your weekend, man?
It was good, guys. How was yours?
Very good. Thank you.
Doing fine. What were you and the TMZ news hounds hard at work on over the weekend?
There are some interesting stories. I mean, I don't know if you saw our Lindsay Lohan story.
Did?
Yeah. Every day it seems like there's a new photo of her falling down in the bushes.
Well, here's the thing. It's code for help.
Okay.
I'm going to try to be as circumspect on this as I can, but there are people now who are left in her life, because there aren't a lot of people, but there are professionals and people who really care about her who say she's going to die.
Oh, wow.
And
the police, too, according to some of your reports, are worried about that, right?
And the police are worried about it.
Yeah, wow.
They've been picking up the pieces at clubs. Now, she denies it and says she's fine, she's healthy. But I can tell you that there are people who, frankly, like that we're doing this now and kind of even encourage it. There are some, because they don't know what to do. And she is in horrible shape.
The problem, though, Harvey, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that unless she sees that for herself, there's nothing anyone can do.
And the concept is show her. And
right.
That's kind of where some people are, where they're saying, you know, just put some pictures up. And so she has to kind of look at the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
But they are worried that she's going to die. And, I mean, for people to say that to us.
Right, out loud, sure, of course.
Out loud, and knowing, you know, okay, this is going to go on the website, they don't know what to do.
Well, Lindsay is, she follows her own publicity. She's obsessed with whatever level of fame she's at.
That's exactly
right. And she tweets a response to every single negative story that comes out about her, as if the people who are reporting it are crazy and wrong and they're blowing everything out of proportion. I mean, she is clearly in all kinds of denial right now.
Right, and I mean, one of the ways that, you know, people in this world where they do turn it around is where they get shaken and they say, you know, I got to do something. And that's the only hope right now, is that at a point she looks and says it. And I mean, I don't usually do this stuff where we come out and say something like, you know, this dire.
Right.
But people want it said.
You called her a dire?
Harvey, sorry, one last question on Lindsay, and that is, get your crack reporting team together to get a hold of her tax returns from last year and tell me how this woman is making a living to be able to fly all over the world and party every night.
Yeah, you know what? Boy, are you right. And we haven't even broached the element of that yet, but I can tell you it's not good. And, you know, that's not where we're going on this thing, but I know that it's not, it's bad. And she isn't. She's not making money, and she's in trouble. I mean,
yeah.
You know, this is one of the things where this isn't like fun, and she is in big trouble.
Might her running out of cash help turn it around, just because she can't afford to keep going this way?
She doesn't right now seem to care.
Oh.
And that's what people in her life are trying to, like, get her to see, and she's not seeing it right now.
Okay. I wanted to ask you, since the last time we had you on, I wasn't paying super close attention to this story, Harvey, but did I see something with the Attorney General of California last year move to or somehow suspend Dr. Murray's license?
They're asking the judge in the criminal case, or they were, to suspend his license pending the trial. It's really unusual to do this, and, you know, one of the things they wanted to do was also, they wanted, and they were doing it almost as a condition for bail. But no, they're going after him. I mean, it's really kind of interesting, because I gotta tell you, I've covered the state medical board for many years, and there have been doctors who have, you know, killed multiple people where they haven't done this, where they've sat. And it is kind of weird, and I think part of it is it's such a high-profile case that they're going after Murray with a vengeance. I mean, part of this is politics, but they are going after him with a vengeance.
You also have a story up today about how he didn't report the propofol because he doesn't think that has anything to do with Michael Jackson's death?
Not only did he not report the propofol, but he has never apologized to the family. And we are told the reason he hasn't apologized is he does not believe he did anything wrong.
Yeah.
He doesn't believe Propofol killed him. He doesn't believe he did anything wrong. And he doesn't believe there's a reason to call up and say, I'm sorry.
All right, we're running dangerously short on time. We have to talk about the worst management for any sports franchise ever. The Dodgers.
Did you see the video?
I did. I saw the video you put up of... For people who don't know the situation, the owner put his wife in as the president of the team. Now they divorced, and they're fighting over, I don't know, players, bats. I don't know what they're fighting over. But this video, they told her to show up on Saturday to clean out her stuff, and then they locked her out.
Well, it's the greatest. I mean, first of all, they're fighting over a gazillion dollars.
Sure.
She needs, you know, they've got she's got $415,000 worth of mortgages to pay, so she wants a lot of money. So Frank McCourt throws Jamie McCourt out, and they're in an epic, mega divorce right now. There's a spousal support hearing today on how much Jamie should be getting. So meanwhile, she wanted to pick up her stuff at the office at the Dodgers. So she goes down with a moving truck on Saturday at 3 o'clock, which she says the lawyers allowed her to do, and they locked her out. Now, mind you, there is a sign, a billboard above the gate where she was denied entrance. The billboard says, "The world of Dodger Town, all are welcome." Well, except Jamie.
All but one.
And so she turns away. I think it was even a starving student's moving truck, but she wanted to pick up all her stuff, and he's saying, hey, she had 6 months to do it, and she brought her lawyers and everything else. By the way, in legal fees alone in this case, ready? $19 million is what they were expecting.
Oh, wow. Really?
$19 million.
This is why, and I've said this forever, and I'll keep saying it, all high-profile expensive cases should be settled by Judge Judy in 30 minutes.
Well, there you go. Well, what about Judge Marilyn Million? I mean, give her a little
time. There's a lot of judges out there.
I don't care. Judge Mathis. Anyone. Just it's ridiculous to spend that kind of money. All right. Check out the Dodger Town story, the Michael Jackson story, the Lindsay Lohan story, all developing, all 24/7 at TMZ.com. Why does everyone hate the Duke Blue Devils? That's one of the many questions we'll have for Petros Papadakis when he joins us to foreshadow this coming weekend's Final Four NCAA men's college basketball. That's on the way from the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, though, Parents of the Year is what they're calling this couple out in Middletown, Connecticut. I think we have some audio on what they've done.
Yeah, good parents.
Detectives say the video shows the 3-year-old holding the glass pipe. It then shows his father, 22-year-old Thomas Way.
All right, now, the 3-year-old has a glass pipe.
Yeah. Okay.
What does the father do? Dive.
Takes it away from him.
Dive for it. Grab it.
Yes.
Taking it from the toddler.
All right. Took it from the toddler.
Good dad.
Good. Wiping it off and handing it back.
Oh.
After all that, police say the child is then shown inhaling and coughing, all while his mother, 23-year-old.
Oh, his mother must be really upset. She's going to get in and start yelling at him.
That's what they do.
Christian Algieri holds the camera and laughs in the background. They face drug charges and risk of injury to a child.
3 years old.
3-year-old.
First of all,
both parents are in on it.
Lisa's outraged because obviously you should be at least 5 before you smoke pot. A 22 and a 23-year-old mom and dad. Yeah. I know there are a lot of responsible 20-year-olds out there having babies. These are not two of them, though. I guess they executed a search warrant on their house and they found the video, and I don't know how you deny something like that if you're seen on the video laughing and pointing at the kid while the kid is trying to smoke pot.
Mike is so hot.
Well, producer Alex lined up the family house, and I think we've got him on the line right now. Maybe we can talk some sense into them and find out what the hell's going on with this story. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Damn, it's all early.
I'm sorry, we're trying to reach the Lucheros. Is this the family?
Yeah, what's up, fool?
Is this the mom or the dad?
Nah.
I'm
the 3-year-old.
Oh, no. Yeah, the 3-year-old. Why didn't I see that coming?
They're all at work.
Wow, you talk well for a 3-year-old.
I guess. Right. Damn.
Wait, your parents have jobs?
I think. I don't know. They leave and stuff. Do they leave you alone?
Do they leave with giant bags of weed and come back with giant bags of cash?
Don't do that. Ray, come on. Put that away.
Oh, man, everybody's all tripping out because, I smoke weed.
Well, you're 3.
Yeah, but preschool's hard sometimes, man.
Let us talk to your babysitter.
Nah, I don't got no babysitter, fool. I think my grandma's here or something. Hey, grandma!
Wow.
Give me a juice box. Damn. Bring me some Cheetos. Hungry.
Oh, really? You got the munchies,
hungry
to you?
Hell yeah, man. Like, I don't know. Like, so what? I smoke weed. Like, well, my teachers, they look at me different. You know, they told me, go get your tattoos removed.
You have tattoos? Wait a minute. How do you have tattoos? You're three. What tattoos do you have?
I got like a weed leaf on my belly.
Right.
I got like...
your belly?
I got Lucy forever.
Who's
Lucy? Lucy's my hyena. You know, like, she's my baby's mama.
You know? Baby's you're three.
Yeah.
You can't have a baby.
No, you're right. I know. I think she's a teenager.
Okay. Oh, wow. This is all bad.
I don't know how that works scientifically.
I don't think it does.
It's crazy stuff, man. Like this weed I got right here. And by the way, like, it's okay that I do it because it's medical.
It's medical.
That's right. Yeah.
What medical condition do you have?
Like, life is tough.
For a three-year-old?
Yeah, you know, I got strife, fool. You know, like, go to work and, like, my hyena's in my ear all the time. Like, you know, you don't do enough for your kids. And, like I said, my PO officer's always like, you got to go get a better job. You've been out of the pen for, like, 4 months
How
now.
Could you already have been to jail?
Plus, man, I was, like, at Build-A-Bear the other day, and this hyena's all yelling at me. She's like, your bear looks dumb.
Right.
And then I got, like, my AYSO soccer game sometimes, you know, it's like, there's a lot for me to deal with, fool. A lot on my plate, you know?
A lot of
so
stress.
It's like sometimes I just gotta, like, check out.
I didn't realize that the kids had their schedules quite this full at age three.
You guys heard that new Cypress Hill?
No, it's good.
Oh, it's clean, huh?
That's a really good album. I'm surprised you've heard that.
Oh, yeah, I love them. That's what my parents were filming when we were all laughing.
I see.
We were going to go see the show, you know?
Sure,
like,
I see.
Yeah, it was good. We went to Gymboree, and then we went to see Cypress Hill. That was like day.
That's quite a day.
Right. Damn. Grandma, give me that goddamn Lunchables or something. I'm hungry.
Don't yell at your grandma.
Like kill my high, man. Gotcha. All I want some Cheetos or like a juice box.
Okay.
We're going to let you get to that.
Like
lollipop
or something.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Monday. It's a big week for the show because Saturday night we are going to the Gibson Amphitheater for a live sold-out night of comedy. It's Kevin and Bean's second annual April Foolishness. Great lineup with Joe Rogan and Jimmy Kimmel and Aziz Ansari and Adam Carolla and who else is on the bill? It's been a while since I looked at the
list. Other people. Bill Burr.
Bill Burr, Sarah Silverman. It's a phenomenal night. If you want to join us, we are looking for your jokes that have a punchline. Not the kind of story joke, but the kind of joke where you say something and then there's a punchline afterwards. Because we've got an expert coming in who knows all jokes. If you can stump him with your joke, you'll have a chance to win tickets for Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness. Call now, 1-800-520-1067.
We shouldn't have to say this, but we know from experience that we do need to tell you that you need to have both the setup and the punchline.
Yes.
You need both to call, please.
So you be funny, and then you get a chance to see people who are way better at it than you. Saturday night, we'll give away those tickets. Coming up next here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, Ralph is out for a couple days. Time for the Showbiz Beat with the beautiful Lisa May.
All right. Well, we'll start off with the weekend box office. How to Train Your Dragon came in number one with $43 million. I've heard great things about this movie.
Have you?
I definitely want to see it, yeah.
I trained my dragon all weekend long. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And is that one of the ones that they dummied up to become 3D?
Right.
Because it was such a popular thing. That's how they filmed it. And they said it's really amazing.
All right.
And then Alice in Wonderland was number two at $17 million. Hot Tub Time Machine was only $13 million. You have to go see this movie. It's so funny.
People, if you haven't seen Hot Tub Time Machine, you're no friend of ours.
Put it number one on the list.
Listen, we'll give you a week. We know you're busy. But if you haven't seen it by next Monday, you're no friend of ours.
All right. Here's the question I have. Kevin, is it in your top 10 favorite movies of all time now?
Yes, it is.
It is. Okay, good. Now, yes, it didn't bump The Hangover, though. That's still
no, Hangover's
right?
Number one.
Okay. I liked it better than The Hangover.
Oh, you're high.
Personally.
It was fun. It was great. I loved it.
It's just more my sensibilities, I think.
All right.
Okay. So, The Bounty Hunter, which I'm proud to say I've not seen, is number four.
Wow.
I know.
Good.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid, number five. She's Out of My League, Green Zone, Shutter Island, Repo Man, and Our Family Wedding.
Whatever the hell that is.
Who knows? So Levi Johnston back in the news. He will not go away. That is Sarah Palin's sort of son-in-law, right?
Kind
right.
of her daughter's.
Yeah. Kind of the baby daddy, yeah, to her daughter. So he says, according to a very reliable source, that he's planning on pitching his own Alaska-based reality show to compete with Sarah Palin's new deal with Discovery Channel. She's starting that soon. Apparently, starting Monday, today, he's going to be out talking to buyers parked in an RV and taking meetings for an Alaska-based show.
In an RV? Oh,
that's what they say. I don't know.
And this kid, by the way, I know he got a certain amount of fame because he was tangentially part of the storyline of Sarah Palin running for vice president, but he's a zero.
No, he's got nothing.
There are very few people on this planet with less going than him.
Yeah, I know. Right. That's very sad.
Very few.
All right. Go, go, go! That's 24. Do you like it? Do you love it?
Love it. It's one of my favorite shows.
Really? Oh, too bad, because it's gone.
Oh.
Turns out this is the final season.
What about it? What about NBC picking it up?
Well, they don't know. They don't know. But Mary Lynn Rice Cub tweeted on Friday that they got the word officially that this is the final season.
Chloe.
Apparently, apparently the rumors are out there.
Very expensive show. I mean, it has enormously high production values. And any show that's been on the air for this long, everybody's making huge money to do it, too.
Yeah.
Go, go, go!
Where's that going to go?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, that was going to do movies for sure.
Yeah. That was the love scene, right? I remember that. Yeah.
Very touching.
So Matt Damon was honored with the American Cinematheque Award. But I looked it up. It is an annual award that honors an extraordinary artist in the entertainment industry who is fully engaged in his or her work and committed to making a significant contribution to the art of motion pictures.
That's just stupid.
So Samuel Jackson got it.
It's a big award. It's a big deal to get an award like that. Julia it's like a lifetime achievement award.
Yeah, Julia Roberts has won it. George Clooney, Al Pacino, Steve Martin, Nicole Kidman.
Oh my God! Who the hell? Cash.
But the fun thing is that it actually turned into a roast. So Charlize Theron was there, and she basically said that Matt Damon was responsible for one of the only failures that Will Smith has ever had, because both she and Matt Damon were in The Legend of Bagger Vance.
Oh, that's funny.
Which did not well.
It was not good.
Right. And then she said, but then she was with Will in Hancock, which did great, so clearly it was Matt.
Yeah.
And then she said the only thing that... she and Matt also have in common is that they both are Academy Award winners, but that she won hers in a real category, and Matt's was just for typing up Ben Affleck's thoughts.
Nice.
But the oddest moment, the oddest moment of the night had to be a video message from George Clooney, which he delivered while undergoing a mock proctology exam.
Oh.
A perplexed Damon
said... Do we know that it was mock?
Well, they're assuming.
All right.
Good question. Matt Damon said, that was particularly enjoyable and strange.
Yeah. Did you see The Green Zone?
Fun night.
His latest movie, The Green Zone?
No, it looks good.
I have a clip.
Go, go, go!
Now you get it.
They do film those Cinematheque Awards, and it will be on TV later this month. I think Jimmy Kimmel was on it, Sarah Silverman, a bunch of really funny people who were roasting Matt. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, that remind us, because that looks really good. So, celebrity birthdays, Perry Farrell. 51, Elle McPherson, 47, looks amazing still.
You put her up against any other 47-year-old in the world.
It's crazy.
She's pretty good.
She looks about 30, doesn't
pretty
she?
Pretty strong, yeah.
John Popper is 43 and probably won't make 44. And Lucy Lawless from Battlestar Galactica is 42. And that's the showbiz.
Monday on the Kevin and Bean Show, Petros Papadakis joins us in just a few minutes. This Saturday, of course, is Kevin and Bean's second annual April Foolishness, an all-star night of comedy benefiting phenomenal local charities. The show is completely sold out, and thank you first for that. If you'd like to win tickets, we're looking for your joke. We've got the punchline for you at 1-800-520-1067. Who's the comedy expert? Longtime Kevin and Bean friend, Jed the Fish, host of the nationally syndicated Out of Order show. Hey, Jed, how are you?
Oh,
stop, Jed the Fish. Can you stomp? Can you stomp? Can you stomp?
Hello?
Can you stomp, Jed the Fish?
What if your name was Ass Whore?
Oh, no.
Stomp, Jed the Fish. Stomp, Jed the Fish. Stomp.
your name was Asshole?
Who did he ask that question of? Was it Trent Reznor?
Trent Reznor, yes. Yeah, it sure was.
I remember I was talking to Trent.
Why would you ask him if his name was, what if his name was Asshole?
Because it's a good question. What if his name was Asshole? He asked me, what if my name was Vagina Patterson?
He did. He did come back with that.
Here's the thing, Jed. We think of you as a music fan, music lover, and very involved in the music for many years, but we don't think of you as a comedy guy. You know a lot of jokes. Listeners can try to stump you with their punchlines.
Well, I do have a slap chop.
Okay.
When you put it that way. All right.
I'd like to strike that as non-responsive.
Let's try Leonard on line 8 to get us started. So here's the way it's going to work. You set up the joke. If you stump Jed, if he doesn't know your punchline, you go into the drawing, and then Lisa will tell us who wins the tickets for this Saturday night sold-out Kevin and Bean April Foolishness show. Leonard, you are up first. Stump Jed, good luck.
Okay, what's the difference between boogers and broccoli?
You know that the first computer bug might have actually been an insect.
First of all, that's dumb. Second of all, that is that the answer, Leonard?
Yeah, no, that's not the answer. The answer is kids won't eat the broccoli.
Oh, see? There you go.
Yeah, because kids eat boogers.
You're being a baby.
You hold on. You are in the drawing. Congratulations. Let's try Mario, line 1, please. Hi, Mario. Thanks for calling. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show Stump Jed.
Hey, Jed and Fishel, what's up?
That's okay. It. That's all you get for a hello. So give us your joke.
What did grapes say when the elephant stepped on them?
Sometimes the shampoo makes the cucumber hole burn.
Is that the answer?
That would be wrong. Mm.
What is it?
Nothing. He just let out a little whine.
That wasn't that funny, Jed. That was not that funny.
Jed, do you remember, I don't know if you like comedy shows, do you go to live comedy at all? Who was the first performer you ever saw?
None of your business.
Okay. Wow. Let's try Joseph, line 2. Hi, Joseph. Thanks for calling the Kevin and Bean Show Stump Jed.
All right, cool. Hey, what's up? All right. What kind of teeth can you get for a dollar?
What kind of teeth can you get for
Oddly
a dollar?
Oddly enough, I bought a Thai girl for just over a dollar. I was with Mark Allman from Soft Cell. It was 1987, I think.
Okay.
We went to see a Joy Division show.
Joseph, is that the answer?
Of the glass house, or maybe it was... Joseph!
What kind of teeth can you get for a dollar?
Aren't you blonde?
Will you let him give us the punchline?
It's bucktooth.
Bucktooth.
They say that an alarming amount of people are born left-handed.
Let's try, I don't know what's alarming about it, but let's try Shane on line 3. Jed, so far, I know you say you're an expert of comedy. So far, you haven't come up with any of these punchlines. I'm a little bit concerned you don't know anything about comedy.
I'm concerned that you and I don't have the same emotional relationship that we once had.
Yeah, well.
All right, Shane, stump Jed. Go ahead.
It's true of everyone in you.
What do you call an intelligent blonde?
Did you know that with over 100 inventions behind him, Bunsen didn't actually invent the Bunsen burner?
Jed, here's what we're doing. We're having people set up a joke, and he said, what do you call an intelligent blonde? And then you're supposed to give us the punchline.
I have a Tesla coil.
What is the answer, please, Shane?
A golden retriever.
All right, so you're in the drawing, too.
I think we got stupid. Shane's stupid. I don't
want to. Time for a couple more here. Let's try Karen on line 4. Hi, Karen. Thanks for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. Stump Jed, good luck.
Why did the bird go to the doctor?
Why did the bird go to the doctor, Jed?
Maybe he was having an existential problem. A lot of people believe that when Jeremy Bentham was coming up with the idea of utilitarian thought, that he would go to the doctor and just run things by him.
Does that strike you as a punchline?
I have to poke holes in tennis balls before I use them for myofascial massages because a regular tennis ball can be a little bit too rigid for the Jetster. Jedem Fishem, make the poo-poo.
All right. Please don't make poo-poo right now. All right.
On Out of Order, we've got new music from Three Days Grace.
Okay, Jed, that's fine.
Why did the bird go to the doctor?
For treatment.
I don't like her either. I don't like her either.
I don't like her either.
Well, you look at the time. Who's going to go to Kevin DeBean's April Foolishness? Jimmy Kimmel, Jay Moore, Joe Rogan, Aziz Ansari, Sarah Silverman, Jeffrey Ross, Adam Carolla, Bill Burr, featuring the Jimmy Kimmel Live House Band, Cleto and the Cletones, this Saturday night. Lisa, our winner is...
Leonard!
Leonard, the first guy we talked to, the difference between broccoli and a booger.
Yeah, that's the one.
Bogger, it says here, but okay.
I'm trying to translate. Congratulations, Leonard.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
We'll see you on Saturday night. Thank you, Jed.
Have you seen the new British band, the Balzinis? Lisa, let's go on a date.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. One of our very favorite people on the planet has joined us in studio, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about Lisa May, of course. Next to her is Petros Papadakis from Fox Sports Radio.
Thank you.
Yes. Hey, Pete.
She's my favorite as well. Good morning, Lisa.
I love you, Pete.
You look so wonderful today.
You.
Is that a cardigan?
It kind of is.
It is, yes.
Your honor.
Oh, it's beautiful.
All right, P, I want you to be honest.
Did you wear that cardigan for me?
She just backhanded you, by the way.
Why?
Because she said in your honor.
Is that bad?
Yes.
No. Because
I wear cardigans as well.
I know.
Lisa knows that.
I'm a fan as well.
You know why I wear cardigans?
Because you're gay?
Because it looks good.
It's a good look for a guy with a little bit of a belly.
Cardigans, great look. They're very in style. Don't ever let Kevin or Bean give you fashion tips.
Please.
Don't ever let them give you crap about fashion or anything to do with men's style.
All I know is it's like, you know, 30, 40 degrees in the morning and Kevin's walking around in shorts all the time trying to act like he's better than people.
But wait a minute. Let me ask you this question. just because I dress like a slob doesn't mean I'm necessarily wrong about Petros being gay for wearing a sweater. Right?
But he's not.
That makes me gay?
Well, that and the fact
you guys
sex
said
with
my
men.
Phone was gay. Everything's gay. Well, I'm Greek. You know, we invented sodomy. That's what do you want from me?
That's true.
Well, okay, maybe we didn't invent sodomy. We were the first to write it down, though. Because of our literate society, we were just the first to write it down, and we popularized sodomy. I'm sorry, Bean. I cut you off.
Please. That's okay. I don't know. It was crazy, but I was thinking we might talk about some sports.
Okay,
let's do sports. If we could just squeeze some in.
Sure, whatever you want to do.
Let's be honest. Tell me when your brackets fell apart.
I don't
That's
fill
what
out
I
a bracket.
You know
what?
No,
what kind
I think
of human are
I
you?
Think it's gay. Hey, you fill out a bracket. It's totally gay.
Touché, young man.
Yeah, all those little lines, you know, that you write the team on. Those are so phallic. I don't fill out a bracket anymore because it inevitably, you know, goes straight to hell.
Yeah.
And I just don't need to walk through a sports station and listen to some sales guy who sells, you know, butt cream, you know, Desitin, Petros, would you read this? You know, I don't need one of those guys saying, oh, you're the sports guy making so much money and talking sports. And look at my bracket. Look, I had Villanova. You know, I mean, I can't.
And that guy's picking them by the mascots or the color of their uniforms.
Or
whatever.
Just because, you know, look.
Get lucky.
Yeah, broken clocks right twice a day. This tournament is so difficult to discern now because of the way of the structure of the NBA and when they take the college players. And there's so many one and dones. And you look at these teams that have guys that are so talented, yet they're so young. And when they get deep into the tournament, you see that they kind of start to get jittery and they don't play with a lot of continuity. So teams that are together for longer, yet less talented, maybe less well-known, do better. But then when it comes down to it, you have some better teams that get into the, I mean, whatever. Who cares?
Is Duke the only team that was supposed to be in the Final Four?
They're the only number one seed. Right. So, yeah, sort of. But you have Michigan State. I mean, it would really be intriguing to have Duke, which is Mike Krzyzewski, who's like a really great coach, who's in the tournament every year, and Tom Izzo, also a really great coach. There's something like 6 Final Fours in 12 years. They have no business being there, Michigan State, but they're there. Those are 2 great coaches. The other guy, the guy that coaches Butler, was like a pharmaceutical salesman a few years back, and you saw the guy.
What is he, a parent?
He's so young in the face. I mean, he looks like a young buck, like he's peeing spring water. I mean, he's young. and I thought pharmaceutical salesmen were usually like hot chicks.
They are,
right out of college, and they drag those little bags with all the drugs, all the boner drugs in there, and they walk into the doctor's office all hot with their boobs riding high and that maybe a high riding ass. And they go in there and they
that's
say,
all accurate.
I'd like to sell this Viagra boner juice to this different, you know, that's how they, but this guy was also a pharmaceutical salesman. So I'm kind of pulling for Butler because they're a really small school. And then you have West Virginia in there. An amazing thing, you'll love this, Bean. West Virginia in the Final Four, the entire university, dirt floors.
What?
Can you believe it? Dirt floors.
Really?
So no
the whole, the whole university, no the whole true. State, dirt floors.
The whole state.
Okay. And outhouses. Dirt floors and outhouses and white people with huge foreheads.
You are
heads
just
like acorns.
You're just making
place.
Fun of West Virginia there.
I certainly am not.
I can't root for them because they beat the Huskies and they looked really good doing so.
The Washington Huskies? Yeah. I was down for the Huskies, too, and, you know, it was a really down year in the West Coast basketball, and college basketball in L.A. took a huge crap on itself this year. I mean, we had nothing going on.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, though. Kevin brought up Duke and how they're the only number one seed that's
Dukies, in the Final Four. The Dukies, man. A bunch of white guys and smarty art guys looking all smart out there, high-fiving each other, all white and awkward and goofy.
Explain to me why so many people across this great country, they've become the fashionable team to hate. Duke sucks is a chance. That you hear from coast to coast in this country. It's like, you know, it's like hating the hating the Cowboys or something, or hating the Yankees.
It's like hating the quarterback.
What's the deal?
It's like hating the quarterback on your high school football team if he's good looking and having sex. It's like if Psycho Mike was 2 feet taller and had just a huge black man's unit, you know, and was the quarterback of the high school football team. You know, he would be Duke.
So they're too good and they've been too good for too long.
Yeah, you hate them. They have all these different things going for them. They're all 4.0s. They all speak two or three languages. They're all handpicked. I mean, these guys are the creme de la creme. Basketball, look, football, in the world of football, which is my world, it takes 10, 15, 20 guys to make a difference on a team. In the world of basketball, it takes one really talented guy. And
a second with half talent.
Yeah. Usually, and that changes the fortune of an entire program or an entire school. A place like Duke basically looks across the country, finds these guys that are 4.0s, these guys that are excel in their community and all these different things. Plus, they also happen to be 6'7" and these gods of basketball. And they handpick them and they put them together every year with this incredibly charismatic, very good coach. I mean, this guy knows how to coach. You can hate on him all you want, but Coach K knows what he's doing.
Of course,
they put these people together with all that elitist white guy-ness that goes down in North Carolina, and you have a real recipe that people hate. There's no quest like Stanford out here.
All right, we need to take a break, but Petros Papadakis is here. We are talking NCAA Final Four, which is this Saturday and Monday. Right?
Yeah, how was that? Did I give you enough sports there?
It was good. That was good.
Woo! That was all right. I mean, I gave you some great sports analysis.
I think
so. And now we're going to the break. We can get back to cardigan talk.
Yeah, and my cardigans.
Not going to get much more out of that one. It's 106.7 K-Rock KROQ at 7:36.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. That's a laugh of the very famous Petros Papadakis, the co-host of the nationally syndicated Petros and Money Sports Show. By the way, when Money was running his Los Angeles marathon in 4.5 hours the other day, what were you doing? Sitting on the couch eating hot Cheetos, watching it on TV, or where were you?
I was asleep by the time he finished that thing. I mean, I was asleep. I slept through the whole thing, I think.
I think I would have positioned myself along the way and tried to slow him down.
You know, I thought
throw
about
things at him.
I thought about going to the finish line and being like a really supportive partner, because like if it's your first marathon, it's like a really big deal.
No, you clothesline him just before you get there.
And then I thought about the parking.
Yeah,
it was a nightmare.
It ruins a city every year. Yeah. I didn't have the heart to tell Matt that I had my car towed once by the marathon, but I guess he would have taken joy in that.
Of course,
aren't we proud of Matt for running the marathon?
Yeah.
Way to go! Way to go, skinny guy.
I don't want to be contrary here, but I think marathons are fairly pointless ever since the automobile was invented. I don't think there's really any reason you need to run 26 miles.
You know, I always felt that way about swimming. You know, I would go to USC and we had all these great swimmers, all these Olympians, and I'd say, you know, I can walk alongside the pool pretty fast. And I'd say, like, you know, you're moving pretty good here, but, you know, as you can see, the old piece striding out. You know, I'm just about as fast as you. I will say this about the swimmers, though, in a university
but
center.
But there are boats, too, so
you got boats, yeah. What do we need that for? I'll tell you this, though. Those swimmers, they are attractive people. And
they're in good shape.
The girls, a little self-conscious because they have the big shoulders.
Right.
So, you know, maybe a little bit easier to. All I'm trying to say
this is a low self-esteem thing. Isn't
all
it?
I'm saying is these swimmers, they work out a lot.
Yes.
I mean, they swim all day when they're college elite swimmers, right? And they're these good-looking people in these skimpy outfits, and they're all shaved, and they're all blonde, and they're kind of looking at each other all day, and they're in those outfits, and they work out twice a day, and they work so hard, and they sweat in that dirty chlorinated water. And then...
Wait.
Once every 2 weeks...
The dirty chlorinated water is part of the goodness?
They sweat in there.
Yeah.
But it makes them, you know, sultry. It makes them hot. It makes them ready to go.
Mm.
And then... Once every 2 weeks, you know, they get a day off, and they throw what is known as, in the college world... as a swimmer party. It's basically a party thrown by the swimmers.
Wow, really?
Oh, wait. Well, why do they call it that, though?
I thought I explained that. It is like a massive orgy. I mean, they're unloved. The swimmer parties at the college level. Oh! Because they just, you know, it's all that pent-up anger, and they're so good-looking, and they're so shaven.
Wow.
And then they turn on the music on the dance floor, you know.
That's the dance music?
Yeah, the launch. And then they start rubbing up on each other, and it's just a wow! It's a big an explosion of swimmer bodies.
Am I paying $3.99 a minute for this conversation?
I'm just saying. I like
starting to get hot.
I like swimmers. Oh, I went to a swimmer party once. I was in a jock strap and some guy's silver medal from the Olympics.
Wow.
I was feeling good, man.
You know how to live.
Swimmers just kissing each other and licking the chlorine off each other's nipples.
What about the women?
Woo! I'm talking about it.
I'm making this whole thing a co-ed sport. I see.
It's co-ed. That's it.
That's
you know also another good co-ed sport with good-looking people and skimpy outfits?
What?
Three words. Track and field.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bean, what was that pole vaulter? What was her name, that pole vaulter that was...
Oh, from Cal?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
She's not hot for track and field. She's hot
she's
in general.
Hey,
yeah.
I'll quote the great Scottish band Belle and Sebastian when they said stars of track and field are beautiful people.
There you go.
There you go.
Hey,
that's nice.
Let me ask you this.
See, that's sports.
Where do we go from here?
Sports with it. I do want to ask you about one more thing because I know you are a born and bred Los Angelino, and this is a story that is now getting national attention. It's all over TMZ.com today, although it is a Los Angeles Dodgers story. The intrigue in it is that it's the nastiest divorce in sports history, and it's turning off.
It's an embarrassment.
Some fans, like you, Psycho Mike tells us that you're considering not going blue this year just because
you know
you're so pissed at how they're handling this.
I was so upset that I have a lot of Doyers t-shirts. You know, I got my Doyers jersey. I got my away Doyers jersey. I got the warm-up Doyer. I got the Los Doyers t-shirt. I got Doyer baseball t-shirt. I got a t-shirt that says Doyers.
Now, is it got current or past?
I love you, Doyers. I do. There's no question that I've... You know, it's born in all of us that are from Los Angeles. It's part of our culture.
They like baseball.
We go there. We sit there in the sun. No one cares if they're good or bad. We eat hot dogs. You know, we say, Doyer! Órale, Doyer! You know, it's fun. But these people are bastardizing our wonderful franchise here in town. You don't do this. Look, you leave the divorce and the he said, she said in the media. You leave all this stuff Frank and Jamie McCord are doing. That's for politicians and movie stars, okay? When you own a sports team, you are a steward of that franchise for the people. You are a keeper of that. And you have to be able to, if you're worth millions and millions upon millions of dollars, you have to be able to manage your information better than these people have. This has been a joke. I mean, they showed up here in town and sold themselves to us, Frank and Jamie McCord, as this power couple for the new millennium. And this Bostonian guy was sitting here preaching in an accent to those of us here in L.A., era Jamie McCord, era one of the great young female executives in the history of sports. And now he's telling us, just a few years later, that she's this, you know, cuckolding succubus that, you know, is running around with all these dudes, and they're doing it to each other in the media. It's an absolute embarrassment, and the O'Malley family, who used to own the Dodgers and made it such a classy franchise that it is, they must be laughing. One of them's rolling over in his grave, and the other one's laughing on top of a hill.
Is there a worse run or a bigger fall from grace for a sports franchise in America, any sports
franchise? Well, as far as wins and losses, you know, the Dodgers are
I'm not talking
about
that. I'm talking about...
As far as the embarrassment. You look at Marshawn, the racist, old, crazy woman that used to drink pop-off vodka that owned the Cincinnati Reds, and she was pretty embarrassing. But baseball hates this. Bud Selig...
They should. It's
the
embarrassing.
The commissioner of baseball hates this. And we're not talking about the San Diego Padres, with all due respect to our friends from to the South. We're talking about, or not even talking about the Angels. We're talking about the Dodgers.
Yeah.
The Dodgers are like the Lakers, the Yankees, the Dallas Cowboys. You know, this is one of the great, the Detroit Red Wings. This is one of the great franchises in all of sports.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, we're hearing about, you know, the extramarital affairs of the owner, the extramarital affairs of the owner's wife, the fact that she wants she's going to ask a judge today for $1 million
a month
in spousal support.
She has to eat.
Because she owns seven houses that she has to mortgage because that's part of their agreement.
We heard earlier, I think it was Harvey Levin from TMZ told us that her mortgage is over $400,000 a month.
Yeah,
that's
one
her
of them.
Every month.
One of them. We're just, you know, basically we're talking about people that came in here, sold themselves as, you know, these people that were going to take care of our baseball franchise and treat it with the respect that it deserves, because it deserves a great deal of respect. It's a big part of all of our lives, and I'm serious. But they came in saying those things, and now they've turned out to be just as bad as Lily Allen or Perez Hilton or anything that, you know, we would read about in the tabloids and laugh about. Britney Spears when she shaved her head.
And it's so different from most sports franchises in that usually this kind of stuff is outside of the team, but he brought her in. She was president. Now they're fighting over Dodgers.
They announced their divorce on the NLCS, the eve of the NLCS. Now, was it a distraction to the team? I don't know. Probably not. And it's not really the team's fault or the manager's fault. They can't really answer for any of this. But the Dodgers payroll, and they're supposed to be one of the great franchises in all of sports. The Dodgers payroll, they said, oh, this is not going to have anything to do with it. You know, we have plenty of money, blah, blah, blah. Their payroll is lower than the Minnesota Twins. Their active payroll is. And that's not a good sign. They've passed on every big-name free agent. It's obviously affecting the team, but everybody that works for the Dodgers just has to toe the line. I mean, the Dodgers call me because I'm honest about this, and I tell the truth, and I love the Dodgers. And they call me, their PR people, and they say, oh, let's have lunch. You know, we got to explain this to you. It's like, what do you need to explain to me that I don't already understand? You guys are embarrassing all of us with this ridiculous divorce stuff.
If this were another kind of business, if this were Kraft Foods we were talking about, they would keep this divorce as quiet as possible so as not to upset the stockholders.
Right.
If it was any other team, would do the same.
Yep.
You know, you have to protect the morality and how sacred the brand is, and really that's the truth. That's what the Dodgers are. Jerry Buss got a divorce in the 80s. It was done quietly and no one heard about it. You know, these people know how to manage their information because that's why they're millionaires. That's why they're billionaires. They're smart and they manage their information and they know how to go about things discreetly. Unfortunately, nobody told these Bostonian chowderheads how to do that, and they're just sitting going back and forth. Era, she's era, total bitch, era.
Well,
you know,
I don't
my God.
I don't get it, because there's a lot of people these days that you can call to make problems like this go away, if you get my meaning.
Yeah,
so
especially
I don't know
if
what
you
the...
have a whole...
Well, I'm just saying. My neighbors could take care of this in a weekend. That's
I'm not
all
dropping
I'm saying.
Her in the harbor, no matter how much you pay me.
Petros Papadakis can be heard with his friend Matt Money-Smith on the nationally syndicated sports radio program. Great to see you,
Pete. Happy Cesar Chavez Day and happy Passover to everybody.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Monday. By the way, don't forget, every single day this week, we've got your tickets that you can win to Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness sold out this coming Saturday night. We raised a lot of money for charity when the tickets went on sale. You can no longer buy them, but you can win them again tomorrow morning right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, though, time for the Showbiz Beat. Look who's back from vacation, or as we like to call it...
How was your gaycation?
Yeah!
How dare you! Let's talk about Kim Kardashian.
Okay. Let's talk about Kim Kardashian.
She's something. That's it. That's all
that's
I got.
That's it?
No.
That's your story?
By the way, Kevin, I know you don't follow very many people on the Twitter.
I don't.
Kim Kardashian does nothing but tweet pictures of her in bikinis hanging out on the pool.
Well, that I didn't know.
What's up with that?
That I didn't know.
Is that her way of rubbing it in to Reggie Bush? Hey, look what you're not getting?
Look, I don't think Reggie Bush is hurting. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's doing okay.
My kids watch that show, The Kardashians, and it's horrible, and I hate them all. But she's pretty hot, it turns out. And now it's being rumored that she's trying to get over Reggie Bush by dating a soccer star from England named Wayne Bridge from Manchester City.
All right.
Who is really hot and can do better than
her.
I'm
sure she doesn't date ugly people.
No. No. But anyway, that's the rumor, is that she's trying to get over Reggie Bush by getting under Wayne Bridge.
Okay.
And supposedly they're being seen about town, and they're both denying it, and that, of course, means it's true.
Okay.
But I think that, especially in Kim Kardashian circles, if she's at a party with someone, the tabloids are going to figure out a way to turn that into a story. Who knows what the hell's going on with her?
Yeah, that's true. Everybody that she talks... That's why I just want to walk past her and get in a photo, and then I can be linked to her.
That's how
TMZ.
It works.
Too. Yeah. By the way, I love this story so much. We've spent a lot of time on the Kevin and Bean Show in recent months talking about Heidi Montag from The Hills. By the way, Kevin, you missed the big news while you were on vacation last week. The Hills finally got canceled.
Really?
Yeah, finally got canceled.
Oh, wait, there's another season, though?
Yeah, there's one more season, I guess, that they've already filmed, and then it's done.
Gotcha.
Anyway, she had 10 plastic surgeries. That's how self-conscious she is about her body, right? Well, Star Magazine has a picture of her in this week's issue. wearing Daisy Duke shorts and can't help but notice that she's got some cellulite on the back of her thighs. Heidi,
hey, what about that?
Heidi, what about that? Come on, you're not done yet. Ten plastic surgeries, not enough. Still not good looking enough for Star Magazine.
Wow.
That is
brutal. I love that so much.
But if you're going to have 10 plastic surgeries, don't you get that taken care of as well?
They can't really do that surgically.
They can't?
Really?
No.
I thought they could.
They could do a whole body lift.
Well,
right,
they
Mike?
Did 10 surgeries. If you're going in for 10 surgeries, don't you just say, just take care of everything.
Yeah.
Whatever looks bad on me, fix it. It's 10 surgeries.
I know.
Might as well just do it.
I just love that she's sitting there still in pain from the last 10 surgeries, and somewhere she's crying this morning looking at Star Magazine. Yeah. I just love that so much.
My legs are so ugly. Jessica Simpson, Billy Corgan. More news on them.
Yeah.
A couple.
It's weird.
Not possible.
It is
hard to believe.
It's just not possible. The National Enquirer has a story that he is teaching her to play chess. And they go on to say that she is surprisingly good.
No.com
is right.
No.
She's doing quantum physics as well, please.
Yeah.
Jessica Simpson.
There's no chance at that. The 3D film How to Train Your Dragon kicked Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland from the top spot this weekend. How to Train Your Dragon came in at $43.3 million. Alice in Wonderland, $17.3 million. But that has been a box office sensation, that Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, yeah.
Debuting, and I thought it would do better because everyone I know loved this movie, was The Hot Tub Time Machine. Came in at $13.7 million. We had our friend Craig Robinson in last week and Rob Corddry both in, and everything they told us about that movie made it sound like it was the kind of movie that was going
to
be great.
So. It was when we stood up to walk out, my wife said, they made that movie for you. And I said, absolutely, you're right.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid was number five at the box office.
They made that for me.
By the way, if you want to go back to the 80s, if you wish they were a real live Hot Tub Time Machine, then you are in luck. Clash of the Titans, remake of an 80s movie in theaters soon. Karate Kid is coming out with a new version. There's an A-Team movie later this year. The sequel to Wall Street is coming out later this year. Also in 2010, the latest Ghostbusters movie, a Smurfs movie, a Poltergeist reboot, and a movie made on 21 Jump Street. So it really is.
What?
Yes. Yes. it is like we're all living in a Hot Tub Time Machine with all those 80s movies. And I don't know what, I mean, I guess, you know, everybody always criticizes Hollywood's out of ideas, or they're just looking for something that people have heard of because it's easier to get them to go see that rather than start up something new. But somewhere out there, there's somebody writing a good new original story, and it's never going to get seen because they're too busy making 21 Jump Street the movie.
That's really sad.
That's disappointing.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthday is a couple of hotties. Supermodel Elle McPherson looks fantastic at 47 years old today. Jill Goodacre, the Victoria's Secret model, is 45 today. Actress and comedian Amy...
No bell for her?
Yeah.
All right.
Amy Sedaris is 49 today. Actress Lucy Lawless, 42. And Perry Farrell from Jane's Addiction is 51. That is the Showbiz Beat. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Monday in 15 minutes or so, the world's most depressing phone topic. How much notice do you want before you die? It's a conversation that we started last week, and we want to include you and your phone calls coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, let's take advantage of the fact that Ralph Garman is out for a couple days, that old wet blanket, and let's do the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. What do you say?
Exactly. Now we're talking. We have a wheel. There's so many stories that involve animals.
Yeah.
We don't have time to get to them, so we put them on the wheel. We have the tweeting Ugandan gorillas. We have Percy the albino squirrel.
We
have
When can we talk to Percy? Why won't it land on Percy?
Dude, I don't control the wheel. The world's strongest gorilla. Japanese attack bear. Rock-throwing elephant. I can guarantee we're never going to do the human-faced lamb in heaven. Because it involves a dead lamb.
It is kind of sad. With a human face.
That's not very interesting. Giant Japanese jellyfish, the Russian dog girl, the renegade kangaroo. And I don't
Wait,
know
hold on a second. The Russian dog girl isn't even an animal, though.
How do you know?
How is that on the wheel?
Maybe she's part dog. I don't know. I haven't read the story.
All right.
And we also have the smiling dog. So all those stories to pick from.
Oh, the smiling dog, right.
So let's spin the wheel, and then we will...
Okay.
Doesn't sound right, does it?
No, something wrong with the wheel.
That's the world's strongest gorilla.
Oh, yeah!
It's time for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. Where do you think it's gonna land? No. It's gonna be pretty bad.
Should have played this before I spun.
Yeah, I think so.
Should I finish now or just...
Go ahead and let it roll.
Right. Sure.
But Kevin and Bean
so we'll do it anyway. It's time for the Wheel of Animal Voices.
All right, here's the story. The world's strongest gorilla, Lisa, has become the mascot for this year's World Vegan Day in Melbourne, Australia. How about that?
What a crappy festival that must be.
The gorilla lives on an herbivorous diet, hence the vegan connection there, is known to have an upper body strength of at least six times greater than that of humans. We asked producer Alex to line up somebody to talk to us about the world's strongest gorilla. Let's see who's on the phone down there in Melbourne, Australia. Hello?
Thank you for calling Cop Ape Diem, the world's best gorilla gym. I'm the world's strongest ape. Crikey, how are you?
You're answering the phone at the gym?
Sure I am. I'm also on a treadmill and doing a kettlebell circuit while I'm connected to an electronic muscle stimulating machine.
I thought those didn't work, those
electronics. I'm so buff. Whee!
Hey, world's strongest... How are you doing this morning? Well, we're fine, but what is your name, world's strongest gorilla?
I don't know. You pick. I'm too busy on my treadmill doing the kettlebell circuit to look at the article. So what
are you,
go ahead.
Okay.
Call me Bonza. Right. All right. Crikey.
All right. Are you also painting and making mixed drinks?
As you know, I'm blending a drink right now. It's a rhubarb and cabbage smoothie. All right. Crikey.
Now, right. Are you working out because you want to or is someone forcing you to?
I work out because I love to seize the day. If life is the bull, I'm grabbing it by the horns, and I've never felt better.
Hey, are you...
I'm going to live forever, and you guys should adopt my lifestyle, too. It's all about the juices.
It's all about the juices?
Sure.
I'm afraid to ask.
I like berry extract. Okay. I like broccoli juice. Okay. I like sea vegetable juice.
All right.
There's no point to fill your body full of poison. All right. Extreme crikey.
Extreme crikey. Now, let me ask you this. Are you listening to AC/DC in the gym to drive home the point of the bit that you're an Australian gorilla?
You got it, B. Thank you for noticing. That's cute up to AC/DC.
All right.
It was either that or Wolf Mother, and I don't happen to have any Natalie Imbruglia on here.
All right. All right. I understand. All right. I hate to cross you. I don't mean to be contrary, but aren't all gorillas as strong as you are, and aren't all gorillas vegan? What makes you special to get this award?
All gorillas are strong, and all gorillas eat a vegan diet.
Okay.
But the difference is my diet's got an extra ingredient. Extreme.
What is the extra ingredient?
It's extreme.
It's extreme?
That's
the extra ingredient.
Oh. And that's what gives me my vigor.
I see.
Okay.
Now, what's your job? What do you have to do for the world vegan? Don't do that. That shot.
I'm so shredded. Whee! You can see my muscles right now. Whee!
What do you do for World Vegan Day Festival? What do you do?
Mostly they just have me show up, lift some weights, make some kale salad, and show off to the people there.
Okay.
In fact, my lifestyle, health-conscious lifestyle, is the way to go. Woo! Extreme crikey.
Hey, I've been ready to get out of this bit for 3 minutes, but I want to see if Psycho Mike can survive it. He sounds like he's this close to dying.
Don't worry about it. I can go all day. I'm going to live all day. That dingo killed my baby.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
But yeah. I think they provide
he
him with
an
escort.
He needs to wear like a Stormtrooper's droid from Star Wars.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Whoa. Short but sweet.
Yes, right,
but you knew this show delivers.
Oh, but you guys all know what I meant.
No.
Yes, you do.
It's so sad.
Know what I meant.
We don't think you know what you meant.
I don't.
Oh, poor baby.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget tickets to see April Foolishness every single morning. We've already given them out for today, but we got more for you for tomorrow as well. Hey, last week, Lisa May killed a guy. Remember, Mike, when she came in?
The freeway was ruined because Lisa May was just randomly running people over.
Or I came in and announced that there was a fatal accident on the 5 and all lanes were closed.
So she was Debbie Downer. She was she brought in her doom. And we started having a conversation. I don't remember how it got so out of control, but I was talking about, first of all, super bummer for the dude who dies in the auto accident. First of all, really bad news for him because, you know, maybe he's got a bracket. Maybe he wants to see how the thing plays out. Now he's dead.
But,
now that's gone.
But
right.
Wait, that's not bad for him because he doesn't know.
Right.
But I mean, so I don't know.
So there's not, it's not bad for him. That's bad for his family or friends or whoever.
This is truly how it. Bean said something along those lines.
Right.
I mean, that stinks. Out of the blue, you're going to work, and next thing you know,
boom.
You're dead. And I said, awesome. That's what a great deal.
That's the way to go.
How many times have I been driving along in a good mood, and next thing you know, I was thinking to myself, if it just ended all right now, out of the blue, it'd be so great. Because, you know, you don't have the anguish of worrying about dying or knowing that you're maybe sick or that it's going to be coming any day now. It's just boom. You wake up, you're in heaven.
And I don't want boom.
And I don't want boom either.
You don't want boom?
I'm with Lisa. I would rather be sick.
Because
and...
we'll drag it out?
I don't want it to.
I just want a little heads up.
I'd rather be sick, he says.
I'd rather be sick. No, listen. Hold on. Let me explain, because I want to bring Kevin up to speed since he wasn't here for the conversation, and then I want the listeners to know what we're talking about so they can call in and help us sort this one out. Look, I'm not saying I want ALS disease where it's going to be long and debilitating and I'm going to get a little sicker, a little weaker every, you
Which
know,
is the
combined
specific
to a wheelchair
disease
and stuff
that you
like
want
that.
And for how long?
I don't want a 20-year – I don't want 20 right. years of going downhill in poor health. I don't want that. But if I could get, you know, some sort of cancer where I've got 6 months, that's infinitely preferable to me than, boom, dying in an auto accident with no warning, because it does give you the opportunity to put your affairs in order. It gives you the opportunity to talk to people and say things and get that, you know, business taken care of and arrange for things to go on after you're gone. And I also think on the flip side of this coin, and this is where the listeners really started calling in and getting involved, is I think it's better for the family members to have some heads up that the person is going to die. Look, Kevin, it would suck for your family if you died. I mean, they'd get over it and move on, of
Pretty
course.
Quickly.
It would suck, but they would much rather, I think, you have 6 months to live and
right.
they can spend that time with you and know you're going to die, than get a knock on the door from a state
right.
trooper that says, I'm sorry, your husband's been killed,
okay.
your husband and father's been killed in a car accident.
All right, but we need to figure out, are we talking about immediate family or are we just talking about you?
Well, I think we were talking about your
because,
family, too.
You know, I have kids. I would not want to die instantly, but if I didn't... I'd want to go like that. I'd want to go quickly.
Right.
But I
don't
think
want to
that
be
is
sick.
A factor.
I don't want to say, I want to be sick for 6 months. And by the way, who has fewer people
right.
to talk to than you, Bean?
That's another thing. What's this crazy bucket list that Bean's got going on? All these things he's got to wrap up.
You
the guy feeds a goat.
You have nobody.
He walks his bulldogs, end of day. Press repeat, do it again. Give me a goddamn break. And I feel like even if you do have immediate family, you do want to go out quick because, look, we've all, unfortunately, probably had the downside of experiencing someone's long, drawn-out death. It's terrible when someone's sick or they've been in the hospital, someone close to you. Even when you know it's coming, when that moment happens, it still rocks your world. So either way, you're getting your world
but,
rocked.
You know, I've also read about people who have gone through an illness, and they actually have some kind of amazing moments that happen in their lives during that time.
I'm sure
I mean,
nope.
there
you're
could
right.
be some kind of great stuff
people,
that happens.
People write articles about it, you know, when they have terminal cancer and the things that they go through their mind. Lisa's right. There is the window's open to have some great feelings,
there could be some
but
really
there's
great
also guaranteed horrible anguish and worry because you know you're going to die. That,
but
that memento mori is horrible. I mean, the idea of knowing that you're going to die
and
very
soon.
Soon is crappy, as opposed to me driving down the freeway listening to Chamillionaire and next thing you know, lights out.
Do you want to listen to Chamillionaire?
I don't know why that's what I'm listening
saying,
to.
That song,
See,
do you want to
you
die
knew,
then? No.
That's the thing. If you knew,
okay.
you would play better
You'd
music.
You'd Slayer. You wouldn't be listening to Chamillionaire.
I'd be listening to Rain and Blood on loop.
We want to take your telephone calls on which way you'd prefer to go. Would you want to be sick for 6 months and then die, or do you want to just be cut down without any kind of advance notice like the guy on the freeway last week? And the number is 1-800-520-1067. I knew we were going to be talking about this today, and I was thinking about it over the weekend, and there was a story coincidentally on the news about this woman who's like 85. And by the way, I think it does make a difference if the person's real old,
of
too.
Course.
Of course. The person's 85, and she's always wanted to skydive. She's got a few weeks to live, so they let her skydive. And I'm thinking, how awesome is it that she had the opportunity to do that? And I'm sure that that was a super warm and fuzzy moment for her family to see her enjoying herself so much, knowing that she's almost
until
near the end
she
of her
didn't
life.
Pull the ripcord and,
well,
just, and just took it in the ground, just dug right in.
That's what
I
want.
I want to be sick, and I want it to hurt, and I want it to last a few months.
That's, here's the thing about that. That's what we all want for you, too. But for the rest of us, I don't think we want to suffer.
So you get to choose, how are you going to go? Is it sudden, or do you have some time to put your affairs in order? In my case, start some affairs, too, by the way. 1-800-520-1067. Your calls on this cheery topic when we return on the Kevin and Bean.
Don't let death get you down. People die all the time, just like that. Why, you could wake up dead tomorrow.
That's a good point, Homer. Thank you for that. 1-800-520-1067. Not that you get a choice, but we want you to call the Kevin and Bean Show and tell us which way you'd prefer to go. Instantly, with no heads up, like the guy who died in the car accident last week in Southern California, closed the freeway for a few hours. Or would you like some sort of notice? A few weeks, a few months, something like that. Give you the opportunity to do some things. Maybe a bucket list. Maybe say some things to some people. Maybe get your affairs in order to make it easier for your family after you're gone.
Can I decide to die instantly but not cause traffic?
Yes, would you please?
I would like that.
That'd be nice.
All right, so which way are you going to go? 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we try, wow, we got some great calls here. Let's try Aaron. Let's start on line 8 with Aaron and see what he thinks. If you had the chance to choose, Aaron, what would you do?
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, how's it going? Kevin Bean, Lisa?
Hi.
I'm thinking about going out straight up, just flat on the ground.
Just fast. You don't want
to work.
And why is that?
Just because, I don't know, I don't want to. Like, I have to live through the whole slow dying, saying bye to people. It's going to go out just with a bang.
All right. How about if it's you're sick for a month and then you die? It doesn't have to be a 2-year illness. How about if it's just a month?
No. Instant.
You don't even want that. You still want instant, huh?
Go to work and knock him home.
Wow.
Okay.
That just seems brutal.
Well, thanks for the call.
But it seems brutal. It seems brutal for your family. I mean, if you're talking about your family, it would be much harder for them to get over it. You know, because they didn't have closure. But for you, how is that brutal? That's saving brutal.
I guess so. I don't know. I hate the idea of not knowing.
I disagree, Kevin. First of all, my decision is partly made because of my family, because I think it'll be easier for them to get over it if it's not a sudden shock, guy knocks on the door, hey, your husband's
dead.
Your
family won't have any trouble getting over it.
Secondly, even for me as the patient and as the guy who's dead, I haven't seen Avatar yet. I'd like to see Avatar.
But you're not going to go see Avatar.
But I'm going to go if I'm dead in
no,
a month.
You're not.
I'm going to go because I hear it's cool and I want to see it. I don't get that opportunity if I die instantly. I would reprioritize.
Avatar's been out for a year.
I haven't gotten to it. But I'm saying if I were going to die in 4 weeks, I would make time to go see Avatar because I hear it's cool. You don't get that chance if you die suddenly. All right, let's go the other way. Let's try Jeff. He's on line 3. He prefers to take the time. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What are you saying?
Good morning, Kevin and Bean, Psycho Mike and Lisa May.
Hey, hi, Jeff.
Hey. Yeah, you know, I'm a college graduate, never had any kind of a criminal history, and I'd like about a 6-month time frame so I could mastermind a bank robbery and spend all the money before I die.
Oh, I like
there
it.
There you go. That's one way to okay, go.
So, but
run
you,
up some big old bills.
So here's what you want. Let me just see if I got this straight, Jeff. You want to die in 6 months, but be healthy up until that point so you can rob banks and spend money.
Exactly. Well, if I get caught, I'm in a government-run hospice.
All right.
Well, when you're sick, you have good days and bad days. You just rob on the good days.
I guess. But I'm saying, I mean, really, 6 months comes with... You're sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I got a big paycheck.
Okay. That's true. That's a good point. All right.
It's tough to argue.
Kevin, what about what Lisa's suggesting, which is you have a heads up to run up credit card bills that you'll never have to pay? You could go to Vegas.
That'd be
you
great.
Could go to your favorite strip club and you could make it rain every night for 8 hours every night if you wanted to.
But this is saying I don't have a family that would have to pay it.
Well,
right?
I was just thinking about that. If you're a single person,
yeah.
So you get a divorce and then...
Right. So then,
you need a year.
So if I'm single and I don't have family that'll have to pick up the bills,
right.
And then it'll just be other general taxpayers, I'm in.
Do it.
I'll go to Vegas.
Let's try Jonathan, line 2. He actually works in the death industry. I'm so jealous right now. Oh. Hey, Jonathan, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, Lisa.
Hi, Jonathan.
You really have nothing to be jealous about. It's a difficult job.
Yeah,
Jonathan,
I
Bean loves human death, and that's all you need to know.
All right, tell me about family members. Do they prefer when somebody dies instantly, or do they prefer when they get a few weeks or a few months heads-up notice that they're going to die so they can come to grips with it in their head?
Hung up.
Peace out.
He hung up.
We lost Jonathan?
He just died.
Yep.
Right there.
Oh man.
That phone call
killed him. Sad way to go. He worked for a mortuary. I figured he would have experience with dealing with those people.
He was going to say family gets more time to prepare and say goodbye.
They're more at peace.
Yeah, of course. But again, I mean, it depends on if you take the family out of it, I want to die now. Just because it's easier for me and I don't have to suffer.
Right.
But if you had family,
sad
then
week, so many things happen, a lot of deaths.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's try Chris. He's on line five. I think maybe he agrees with you, Kevin, which usually is heads up that you need to change your position.
That's true.
Hi, Chris. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I would rather die quickly.
Because?
Because, I mean, that's horrible to die slow. I mean, I'd rather just die quick. Let it just be out like, boom, slap me while I'm taking out the trash cans or something.
You want to get killed while you're taking out the trash? How does that happen?
Meteor? What happens? Does a truck come down your street and you don't see it? I mean, have you thought this through?
Where's your trash? Where do you have to take it?
Let me ask another question. I'll ask you, Chris, since you're on the phone. I'll ask Kevin at the same time, since he's the one who wants to die in the next 60 seconds. Aren't there some things in your email you'd rather your daughters didn't see?
Oh, I can take care of that daily. No, I take care of that daily.
I have to
completely wipe my computer clean and reinstall everything every day.
Daddy, why are you installing Windows again today?
Just to be safe.
All right, last call. Let's try Tilly. What's he talking about on line eight? Hi, Tilly.
She.
Welcome to the Kevin DeBean Show.
Hi.
Hi there.
I would rather die in a plane crash.
Wow, you want to die in a plane crash?
No.
You have a little bit of knowledge right before, and then boom, you're gone. So you get like the best of both worlds.
So it's just scary.
You so you get notice, but only 2 minutes.
Exactly. You can watch the pandemonium around you. You can see what people do. I think it would be very interesting and kind of funny, actually.
But you can't do any of the stuff that we're talking about, which is to put your affairs in order, say goodbye to your family, you know,
exactly.
Have the bucket list. You can't do any of that.
That's her point.
But you get the terror.
But you have to live life to the fullest every day if you can. Keep your affairs in order, and then who cares?
Okay, so you say plane crash because you want to watch the pandemonium.
Yeah, I think it would be kind of funny.
Wow.
You want to die with full pants. That's what you want to die with. That is not the way to go. That's terrifying.
That's my favorite way. I keep thinking about it. I'd love to do that.
Wow. We're going to turn your phone number over to the authorities. Sorry.
Not flying with you.
Thank you for calling. Yes.
All right.
By popular demand right there. Yeah. You know what I mean? 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 8:52.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. A distant relative in the Kevin and Bean family, Duavid, has been in trouble with the law since the last time we spoke to him. He's the Kevin and Bean listener who married a mannequin, don't you know?
He's a full-on member of the family, by the way.
Very distant, though. Like a third cousin on your wife's side is where Duavid is. But anyway, we'll talk to him and find out how his time in jail was. Plus, maybe the first
sure
opportunity
was good.
The first opportunity in a long time for some Kevin DeBean advertising. We'll tell you about that on the way. First, Ralph is out today. Producer Alex is in with taking a look at the showbiz beat for us this hour. What's going on?
Hello. All right. So are we in on the Lohan death pool?
Wow.
Come on.
Yeah. I'm afraid we must. Yeah.
You don't get much of a payoff on that, though, because it's so expected.
Well,
right?
Then the LAPD is calling your parents because they're concerned you're going to die and don't want to take the call to clean up your mess. It's bad.
Yeah.
Apparently, the people who care most about Lindsay Lohan believe she desperately needs help. One extremely close personal friend put it, if she doesn't get help soon, she's going to die, end quote. Yeah. Apparently, even though she's going to die soon, her instant death, she tried to go to the Victoria's Secret event at Truesdale in Hollywood, and she was denied as Russell Brand, Nicole Richie, and Paris Hilton walked by her.
Oh, that hurts.
So security had to escort her to the exit.
Didn't she used to be on the list of people who could get into all of those fashion shows?
She could just show up and not even be on the list, and she'd be able to get in.
Oh, that hurts.
And Nicole Richie doesn't do anything anymore. She didn't have a job. She's a stay-at-home mom, and she gets into the party, and Lindsay Lohan doesn't.
Oh, no, Nicole Richie actually has a bunch of fashion businesses now. If you can believe it. Who would think that she'd be the one with a legit career, but yeah.
Huh.
Jesse James needs Tiger text.
Yeah.
Because he texted one of his mistresses, Melissa Smith, after this all broke about his affairs. I believe this is his second mistress. She said that Jesse sent her a text message saying, quote,
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Please let me guess.
Uh-huh.
You got to do me a favor. Please. This is important. You got to do me a favor.
Nope.
My wife found my text. She might be calling you.
He said, I'm angry at you and disappointed you do this.
Really? Oh. Wait.
Yeah.
Wait. So she got a text. Oh, she got a text after she had come forward to say, hey, I'm one of. Oh, wow. So I didn't know they were still in touch. Okay.
He's disappointed in her behavior. Yeah. I would like to point that out. But the best part about this article is Melissa is upset because she thinks Jesse just used her for sex and then got bored and threw her aside and moved on. Can you imagine?
Oh,
a guy doing that to a mistress?
She thought it was the real thing?
Oh, that is terrible.
I'm with Jesse on this. I'm disappointed in her behavior also, by the way.
Look, she's not a professional prostitute.
I've been on vacation for a weekend not paying attention.
Dude.
This has gotten much worse?
We're up to three.
Three. Oh.
And at least they're super trailer trash with white power tattoos.
I saw the Hitler one.
On the face, Kevin.
I know that was
on
good.
The face. You've given up on life. If you tattoo neck up, okay, you're in prison or you're on the crew of Jackass.
She had full.
That's it.
Well,
it's
she
like
was, but
forehead.
She was a she was a tattoo model. I think. I mean, I think that's was her job.
She had to model tattoos because her face was so ugly.
Maybe she got the tattoos first and then became a tattoo model because that's all that was available. I don't know.
Look, hear my whole thing. Tevin is a place where women will bring you a drink without any lip and keep their opinions to themselves because they realize their words are just noise.
Exactly.
Wow. Thank you. Very true. All right. You know, I'm not a hater. I try to love as much as possible.
People say that just before they hate.
But Demi Moore has started a little pimp war with Kim Kardashian.
What does that mean?
I'm not having it, okay?
Twitter thing.
Kim Kardashian, your golden goddess, twittered this weekend that she was big pimping with Serena Williams, Lala Vasquez, and Kelly Rowland. Love you, girls. Yay, party time. Well, okay. Old hag cougar, Demi, had to get upset and said on her tweet, "Are you using the word pimping as in pimping? No disrespect, I love a girl's night out, but a pimp and pimping is nothing more than a slave owner. If we want to end slavery, we need to stop glorifying the pimp culture. We have allowed it to be considered cool, but it is what it is."
Are you serious?
Okay, you know what, Mrs. Kuchar? Why don't you go back, get another plastic surgery, and just do what you do best. Just be in a bikini and tweet.
What the hell?
Okay?
What's wrong with her?
I don't know.
No! No!
Denied.
She's upset. We need to call Child Protective Services.
On
Amy Winehouse wants to have a baby.
I know. This report, which won't die.
It's her dad. Won't shut up about it. He told a newspaper in London that she loves kids, especially all our little cousins. She's been talking frequently about having a baby soon and has decided she's now at the age where she wants to have a baby.
Right, but you hear a story like that, and then it goes away because they come to their senses and they realize maybe I'm not the person to do it and blah, blah.
Right.
This has been a solid story
What part about Amy Winehouse makes you think she's going to come to her senses?
I know.
That's not happening. Was she going to hide the kid in her hair? I don't know.
Wow.
All right. This is very sad. We have a quitter. The first ever prostitute who was hired to work at the Shady Lady Bordello in Nevada.
Wait, that just happened like 6 months ago.
Yeah, he was fired.
He was
what?
Fired.
Well, because he didn't get a lot of customers. He got fewer than 10.
Total?
And apparently every woman who had him was not pleased.
Oh,
and
they complained?
Yes.
They did hire a guy who said he'd only ever had sex a few times with a couple of women, right? I mean, it's not like he went in there with a bunch of experience.
I don't know, but his name was called Why Not. Why dot N-O-T.
Oh, F that guy with everything in my power.
This was somebody's business model, is we can get women to pay to have sex with dudes, just
correct,
like it works in reverse, and you're telling me that business is failing.
I'm saying don't do it, guys. It's not going to be a good career path for you.
Short.
Right.
Yeah.
And last but not least, I want to be 50 Cent, not because I think it'd be awesome to be black,
But shot that many times.
Yeah. He got paid to show up at the Bamboo Club in England, and he got paid $75,000 just to show up and say, hey, and then turn around and walk off the stage.
Seriously?
Really?
They cut him a check to show up, wave, say the word hey, and walk off.
That's awesome.
I would like that very
much.
That's
a gig.
Do you think people were misled into thinking that he would do more?
Oh, you mean like they sold it like it was going to be a show?
Oh, I'm sure. But the problem is they gave him the money first. So then he just came out and said hey.
Wow.
All right. Feliz cumpleaños to Perry Farrell.
Yeah.
Elle McPherson. But really, the birthday that we cherish today and celebrate. The Vanilla Gorilla. Ling Ling to those of us in the house. The granola bars. The Duke of Tarzana. Ladies and gentlemen.
Kevin.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
I don't think we need the song really as much as.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha-cha-cha.
Happy birthday, dear Kevin.
Oh,
lick
good.
It, lick
happy
it, baby.
Happy birthday to you.
Song's not done yet.
Kevin, nice. Happy birthday to Kevin.
Oh, he's eating it.
Just having it in
there. You go, Ling Ling. Happy birthday, Duke. Right.
You burnt
I'm Alex. That's your showbiz report.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Monday. How about a human billboard advertising on eBay? You can buy a billboard to walk around town and advertise your product or service. How about that, Kevin?
Si, senor.
All right.
Well, who is it?
Let's meet her. Anna Ray is her name, and she joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Do I have that right? Is it Anna Ray? Anna Ray? How do you say that?
It's Honore.
Honore. Honore. I apologize. My mistake.
It's okay.
My so you're advertising your giant boobs on eBay. What's up?
I am. You know, I'm advertising 72 square inches of ad space out of 229. So
how big are they?
They are 40 double N.
40 double N.
All right. What? Let me think get my head about around that privately for a moment and wow. Okay, so are you sick of handing out your business card? Then try two of ours, is what you say, which sounds very professional, very slick. Have you done this before?
No, actually. It was
But I would imagine it... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was out to dinner with my photographer, and she came up with the idea after seeing everyone staring at my boobs as they walked by our table. So okay. I figured the next logical move was to offer it to, you know, companies who were looking for unique opportunities.
I was going to ask you about that. Every woman has her boobs stared at. It doesn't matter what kind of boobs they are. But it must, I mean, you must see guys turn their heads to the point where they injure themselves to see yours when you walk by, right?
Yes.
But have you thought of, God forbid, because we're against this. But have you thought of a reduction? I know one of the things that you're saying you don't want to advertise is one is weight loss, one is breast reduction, and one is adult models, right?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But 40 double N, I mean, you're asking for everyone to look at you, right? I mean, no, people don't have a choice.
No, they can't.
It's just, it happens. They always tend to...
Well, I know.
So I've never actually, I used to think about breast reductions, but... It's just I've come to the conclusion that breast and reduction are two words that don't belong in the same sentence.
I agree.
But don't
USA,
you?
USA, USA. You're the best person I've ever met.
It was a half-hearted chance at best.
You don't have back problems and stuff?
No, I mean with the correct bra, all things are possible.
Okay, but a 40 double N, I would imagine it's almost impossible for you to even buy clothes. You can't buy clothes off the rack at all, right?
Mm-mm. No, it takes a lot of shopping.
Now, you've had this up on eBay for a while. What are some of the people bidding on? Are they letting you know what they want it to say?
You know, I've actually had everything from art restorers to, you know, workout companies to vintage erotica companies.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Right.
And what would happen? Let's say we came up with a Kevin and Bean campaign. First of all, that wouldn't violate any policy. You'd be okay to put Kevin and Bean on your boobs, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, what would we get for our money? Let's say we were the high bidder on the eBay auction.
Well, it would be 4 days of advertising, walking around all of LA's hottest spots, including Man Chinese Theater, you know, the Promenade in Santa Monica, the Boardwalk at Venice Beach, Main Street, bars,
okay.
Restaurants,
so
everywhere.
This wouldn't just be you'd put the T-shirt on or whatever and go about your normal day. You'd go out of your way to get in front of people during that weekend, right?
Yes.
Oh, that sounds like a pretty good deal then.
Have you heard from Got Milk? Have you heard from them? No?
Surprisingly, no. Huh.
If you lived here, you'd be home right now?
That doesn't make any sense.
But it's funny.
Spock was here?
When you... really?
What was that?
When you put the ad up on eBay, how much were you hoping to generate? How much cash were you hoping to make from your little advertising idea?
We were thinking, you know, 500.
Well, then, you're going to hit that then, I imagine, because you still got, what, 15 hours left on the bidding.
Yeah.
What is it now? I wasn't paying attention. Three something?
I believe it's at 305 right now. 305. Our first option actually went for $2,000.
Wow.
So, it was to a radio station DJ in New York, so.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll definitely have to consider this. And basically, as long as somebody doesn't violate those three categories that you mentioned earlier in the call, you're up for anything. Anyone who wants to advertise their business, right?
Absolutely.
Kevin and Bean, we're here. How about that?
I want the left one. All right. So what should they search for if people listening want to go to eBay and maybe get in on the bidding?
Well, if you just go to eBay.
Oh, come on. Information. Come on. I'm sorry. Sorry, say it again. I apologize.
On eBay.
Trying to help the young lady out. She's trying to make some money here. All right. One more time.
Anorak.
I can't.
Kevin, come on.
Here's the problem.
Take the button away from him. Right.
Mike's on the floor. He's no good.
This time I mean it.
A-N-O.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
A-N-O-R-E-I is the first name, or 40 double N will probably bring it up too. All auction right. ends today. Thank you so much for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show. Good luck to you, all right?
Thanks. Have a great day.
One more look at the Showbiz Beat coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show for a Monday. Last time we spoke with Kevin and Bean listener Duavid, who you recall, Psycho Mike married in a legally binding ceremony to a mannequin. He called and left us this message.
This is Duavid and wife Clara. I was hesitating about asking a particular question on the air today. Do you think Kevin and Bean could use their contacts to get a mannequin factory to build a rubber vagina into wife Clara's crotch, if that's possible?
Yes.
Okay? Bye.
Yes. Okay. So I'm thinking when I heard that and then we talked to Duavid, things couldn't be going any better for the guy. He and Clara are happily married now for, you know, it's coming up on a year or something like that. It sounds like it's all sunshine and lollipops. But now we're hearing disturbing word from producer Alex that there's been a brush with the law for our friend Duavid. And that concerns me very much. So we need to find out what's going on. He joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hey, Duavid.
Hi.
You didn't get arrested, buddy? You didn't get arrested, did you?
No.
Okay, good.
See, when the Supreme Court allows police in USA to put someone in handcuffs, they have to charge you with a crime.
Okay,
that's
what?
The Supreme Court regulation.
Okay, did you get put in handcuffs?
Yes.
Okay, why?
No one would say.
What do you think was the reason?
It's not funny.
What do you mean no one would say? There had to be, like Bean said, guess what you think they were thinking. Tell us what you why.
I mean, you weren't just sitting at home on the couch watching TV and somebody came in and put you in handcuffs. What were the circumstances of the arrest?
We were not arrested.
Okay, the handcuffing. Why?
The Hollywood Senior Center at 1360 had us in for lunches for 3 days. Tuesday the 23rd, they called police, put us in handcuffs and take us to jail.
Okay, so the
when you are arrested,
I know. Hold it right there. Hold the story right there. So the Senior Center invited you for lunch, and then on the second day they called the police. Why?
Fourth day.
Whichever day. What happened just before they called the police? Why did they call the police?
No one would say. They said, we don't want them there anymore, and we were put in handcuffs and taken in jail. No charges and no Miranda.
All right, let me ask you this then. Did at some point, did somebody from the Senior Center come up to you and Clara, your mannequin wife, and ask you to leave and you wouldn't?
No.
Okay. Did they put Clara in handcuffs?
No, they put her in the strap in the back seat to make sure she didn't slide on the floor.
Okay, well, they were taking care of her. I mean, I think that's nice. That was nice.
That's good. When you're out with your mannequin wife, is she dressed? Does she wear clothes? Or do you take her around town naked?
She has a turtleneck sweater.
Okay.
She has gloves on her hands.
Gloves, okay.
All right, good. But still no legs, though, and no vagina, right?
Not at this time.
No, but breast enlargements.
Breast enlargements, that's right.
He gave her breast enlargements.
So they put handcuffs on you. Did they take you to the police station, Duavid?
Correct.
All right. And what happened there?
We sat there for 3 hours.
Okay.
And
no one said anything?
And a doctor talked to us named Barrows, B-A-R-R-O-W-S, all the while violating Supreme Court rulings, and they just released us like it's okay to break laws in California.
So what are you gonna do about that? You sound pretty mad.
Well, I have complaint forms to the Department of Justice.
I filled out and put in the mail Wednesday. Now, if you remember, a year and a half back, Santa Monica Police Department was warned by a U.S. attorney not to arrest the people sleeping in the park that sits next to the ocean.
Okay.
Okay. They ignored the warnings from U.S. attorney. Now they're being prosecuted for violating the Bill of Rights in federal court.
Did they?
This is what brainless twits California police are. They ignore the Supreme Court.
Okay.
They ignore the Bill of Rights. They ignore the Civil Rights Act. California thinks they are a world unto their own.
Yes, they do, by the way.
Duavade, you had just as many problems with authority in Washington. I think some of this trouble may be following you because of you. And I'm just wondering if you're kind of making yourself a target, being out there all crazy with your mannequin. You're asking people to not treat you nicely.
Crazy.
Yeah. Bean.
Well, I'm saying, friends. We're friends. We understand you and Clara, but I'm saying outsiders may not understand your love.
Well, let a man go broke. Watch how fast his wife, girlfriend, his fiance will walk away from him on the street because it happened to me.
Okay. And that's why you turned to a mannequin. Now, was the mannequin questioned, was Clara questioned apart from you?
I'm having trouble hearing you.
Was Clara questioned apart from you? Did they separate you in the police station, and did they ask her questions?
No, they put you in the same holding cell.
Wow, because on Law and Order, they always try to get you to turn against each other.
Right. I figured they were offering her.
They violated so many federal laws
in
the police car and the station. It's like California thinks it's a world unto itself.
All right, hang on one second, Duavade. Hold on one second. We got Bob on the line. He's calling on line one. He may have some insight as to what happened that fateful day where you were taken away in handcuffs. Bob, we only have a minute left. What do you got for us?
Here's the deal. I'm one of the higher ups at the facility where the gentleman was taken away from.
Yes. Uh-huh. All right.
He was rubbing his mannequin in inappropriate ways.
There it is.
All right, hold that thought. Hold that thought. Duavade?
You know what the word slander means? That means he's telling lies about me on live radio.
Okay.
You weren't rubbing your mannequin, Duavade, because I got to be honest. I wasn't there either, but that sure sounds like you.
No. He's slandering me on live radio.
Okay. All right. Bob, what else? What else happened after that?
Well, the gentleman was just inappropriately acting with his wife, and he is the only one approved for services in our facility. Unfortunately, his wife is not approved for services in our facility.
Okay, but was she eating too much? What was happening with her?
And so, long story short, gentlemen, if she's not approved, she's not allowed in.
But Bob, you understand that she's not real, though, right? I mean, I could bring a wallet in, too, and that's not approved. It just kind of sits there at the table with me.
Yeah, absolutely. But when you got other people who are approved to receive services and they're very uncomfortable watching this gentleman massage his wife.
Wow.
There it is. Again, this gentleman is slandering me on live radio.
I'm with you.
I think
love between a man and his wife should be celebrated, not victimized.
Bob, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it. Look, here's the thing.
California, we know,
all of its own, right. Duavade, you got to be careful. You got to be careful with the public displays of affection, though. That does make people uncomfortable, particularly when one of the people in the relationship is made of plastic. You just have to keep that in mind. Not everyone looks at things the same way you do.
California teaches people one thing:
all right. Yes.
Don't respect others, tell lies, and ignore laws of the land.
But Duavade, just between you and us, not everyone understands your love with Clara. So maybe
that's their loss.
So maybe, you know, we're just saying maybe tone down the public display of affection.
Excuse me. The only place I kiss her and rub her is inside our residence.
Okay. All right.
That man enjoys telling lies.
All right. Okay. Okay.
Radio.
All right. Duavade. Listen, right. We're on your side. Hello?
Yeah.
Duavade?
We're on your side. We're not against you. You're the best.
Thank you.
And we're glad that you've been released, and you and Clara are free to live your lives like you want to.
We sent the DOJ.
All right, Duavade, we got to go, but thank you for coming on with us. Good luck to you and Clara. We'll see you soon, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right. Bye. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show with some Some bad news for Jack Bauer, ladies and gentlemen, from TV's 24. You know, the dude's had some bad days. That's one thing you got to say about Jack Bauer. He's committed to his job, but he has had some really crappy days. None so crappy as the one last week where Fox Television told him his TV show has been canceled. No more 24.
Oh, that hurts. Yeah. I love that show.
I know.
I gotta imagine that a show like that with a lot of, you know, great actors on it that get big raises every year ends up being, there comes a point where it ends up being, even if the ratings are good, too expensive to make money off of. And I think that has happened to a lot of shows. The final episode of 24 will air on May 24th of this year. Kevin, you had heard a rumor that maybe NBC was talking about trying to pick it up and get it going over there?
There was some talk about that, and I love this world where if one network gives up, maybe another network will pick it up. I don't know that there was anything to it, but I saw that NBC was thinking about it.
Yeah.
Who knows?
There is also talk of a feature film version of 24. A big screen version apparently is in development. Who knows if it will become a reality? There are a lot of moving parts involved in making a movie. Plus, how many theaters are going to want to, you know, let you have a movie for 24 hours, too? I mean,
I don't think it's going to be that long.
I think that would be really inconvenient. Go, go, go!
Here's what I like about 24. Listen, that clip takes place in New York City. That's what I like about that show. Somehow there are 5 million bullets in each single gun battle, and they hit no one. So I like that. Let's talk about another Pittsburgh Steeler in the news.
Okay. Now, Ben Roethlisberger, he's been interviewed a bunch of times over some sort of a sexual assault charge. You're talking about a different dude now.
This is Santonio Holmes.
Oh,
a former Super Bowl MVP. Apparently, he was at the Rain nightclub in Orlando March 7th, and he wanted to sit down on the VIP couch. And there was a girl sitting there, and she wouldn't get up.
Okay.
So he threw his drink at her.
Oh,
well,
man.
See, now that ain't a way to treat a lady.
Wow.
So she called the police and blah, 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 and it's a big, big nightmare. But look, how bad do you need to sit on a VIP couch? I mean, honestly.
Really? He really, really had to.
Dude's a football player. He can't stand for another 15, 20 minutes?
That's pretty sad.
What's wrong with him?
I'd rather have his problems than Big Ben's problems, though. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Nickelodeon Kids Choice Awards happened Saturday. I don't know whether they also aired Saturday, if it was one of those kind of deals, or they taped it to air later. I haven't checked, but it was at UCLA's Poly Pavilion. All the big stars show up. For some reason, I mean, the biggest stars, the Ben Stillers, the Adam Sandler, those types of people love these Kids Choice Awards. They always come out to them. The highlight for me, and the reason I want to see it, is Katy Perry was one of those that was slimed that night.
Oh.
So she is covered in a thick, viscous fluid.
God, she's hot. Playboy hot.
She sure is. Kevin James actually was the host of this year's show. So, what? Kevin, I'd be stunned if you didn't see it, because I know what a big Mall Cop fan you are, Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Kevin James, if there's anyone funnier than Kevin James, I want names.
Some of the big winners.
We're at that kind of time.
Black Eyed Peas won for Best Music Group. This is a surprise, because this is little kids who vote for this. Best Male Singer went to Jay-Z, who, as far as I know, has never had a record on the Disney Channel, right?
How is it not Bieber Fever or whatever that is?
Yeah, exactly. How do 10-year-olds know who Jay-Z is? Taylor Swift won Best Female Singer of the Year. Selena Gomez, Best TV Actress. Miley Cyrus, Best Movie Actress. So there you go. Jay-Z just stuck out to me as being, it didn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. As neither does this next story. Jessica Simpson and Billy Corgan still together. He tells the National Enquirer that he is teaching Jessica Simpson to play chess.
Strip chess, maybe.
Now, maybe it's chest and they just misunderstood.
That's
but
no! No!
That makes a lot more sense.
I've seen her TV shows. I've seen her interviewed. She's not playing chess.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you.
And then they go on to try and say that she is, quote, surprisingly good.
Yeah, I don't buy that at all.
No!
I mean, that is...
No!
Purely a mental game, and that is not her strong suit.
No,
my new,
yeah.
That was typical Jessica.
Yeah, she's a grandmaster, all right.
Yeah, there's no chess going on there.
Finally, for me, the weekend's hot movies, like we do on Mondays. No surprise that number one was How to Train Your Dragon. Great critical reviews on that. $43.3 million for the latest 3D film at the box office. One of the reasons Alice in Wonderland got bumped down to number two with $17.3 million is, as Lisa pointed out, there's a limited amount of 3D screens in this country. They had to take Alice in Wonderland off a bunch of screens in order to open wide for How to Train Your Dragon. Huh. And that's going to increasingly be a problem as more and more theaters race to catch up with this new technology that has proven so popular with moviegoers. Hot Tub Time Machine came in at number three. See, if they'd have made that in 3D, boom, would have made more than $13.7 million
in
the box.
There were a couple of scenes in the hot tub that I would have liked to have seen in 3D.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean, Lisa?
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a rumor, Psycho Mike, or is your girlfriend Dior Baird in that movie?
I don't
Do you know?
No. But if
Kevin,
she
do you know? Did you
I
see Dior in that film?
I might go see it then.
I saw the movie. I don't remember her being in
it. I don't either. Uh-uh.
She's an actress we love, and I had heard she was in it in just a real small part, so I didn't know if that was true.
I watched an episode of Law & Order SVU specifically because she was in it, and then she got raped and then developed some bad infection because of the rape and then died like 10 minutes into the episode. It was the most horrifying. Like my boner's never been more tricked.
But that wouldn't have happened in Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yeah.
There's a lot of TNA in that. So
that is not a sexy Law and Order episode, though.
No, yeah.
Why couldn't that have happened to Kathy Griffin when she was on? She emerged scathe-free. Come on. The Bounty Hunter, which is the latest in a long line of terrible Jennifer Aniston movies, was number four this weekend. Diary of a Wimpy Kid at number five. She's Out of My League was six. Green Zone, the new Matt Damon film, came in at number seven. Then Shutter Island, the Scorsese film with Leonardo DiCaprio. Repo Man was number nine. And Something Called Our Family Wedding, like that's a real thing, number 10 with $2.2 million.
I'm sure Lisa saw that one.
I have not.
I'm sure you have.
I have not.
I'm sure you have.
No.
Lindsay Lohan is in the news a lot today, and it's not good. TMZ is reporting that the police are worried, and everyone's calling and saying
she keeps collapsing in different places,
I mean,
right?
You hear a lot of bad things about celebrities in situations like this.
Yeah.
You rarely hear the word die mentioned. Yeah. You know, I mean, really much. Like, she's in danger, and this is serious, and this kind of talk is going on now, and it doesn't seem like that's good at all.
Yeah.
Let me put it this way. If Lindsay Lohan owes you money, go ahead and try to get that back.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Go ahead and get that now, rather than be one in a long line of people lined up outside the funeral home to collect. That's all I'm saying.
Tomorrow.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Couple of hotties today. Supermodel Elle McPherson still looks great at 47 years old today. Jill Goodacre, a Victoria's Secret model, married to Harry Connick Jr. for a long, long time. She is 45 today. Very funny comedian and actress Amy Sedaris turns 49 today. Actress Lucy Lawless is 42. Perry Farrell from Jane's Addiction is 51. And John Popper, who really blows a mean harmonica for Blues Traveler. He is 43 today, and that is the Showbiz Beat.
I've been trying to keep track of him, and I don't know if he's either really fat or if he lost a lot of weight and just has a lot of skin. But either way, it's not good. John Popper.
Don't know.
All right, this is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, an all-new program. We are going to talk to people who are sperm donors to friends. Because somebody came up to Psycho Mike. Right. It wasn't even a friend, actually. It was just a stranger, but walked up to him and said, "You fit the profile. Would you mind?"
Right.
And he, of course, asked if it was in person. She said no, and he said no. But
I don't know what the... I mean, if it's a really good friend, like your best friend happens to be a woman who wants to have a baby, I can understand why you would do that. But otherwise, either let me deliver the sperm personally, if you get my meaning, or pay me a lot of money for it. Otherwise, I don't know why anyone would ever say yes.
We'll talk about it more tomorrow, but I'm sure it's the financial reward that has a lot to do with it.
You know?
Especially
yeah,
in these economic times, if a lady's willing to fork up some serious dough, a lot of guys would be into it.
I suppose, because you do need to have medical testing and stuff. It's
yeah,
it's not that simple.
What do you think that somebody would pay you to do that? I mean, I guess that's why we're going to take calls from people. I'd love to know. I mean, is it something you get $5,000 for? Is it something you get $50,000 for? I don't have any idea.
I don't think you get $50,000.
Well, it depends. Maybe you don't know the kind of
maybe you get $5,000
coin we pull.
Oh yeah.
I had a celebrity sighting Saturday night at Galaxy game. David Beckham. Celebrity
nice.
Sighting. Tell you about tomorrow.
Well, he plays for the Galaxy, though. Mm-hmm. It's not the big deal to go to a Galaxy game and see him.
He's not playing now.
Well, I mean, he's hurt. I know he's hurt.
Right. I'm saying I talked to him. Me.
Oh, well, that's different than a celebrity sighting. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Internet Roundup, Why Kesha Can Suck It, and tickets for April Foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
All tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
Don't go away. Kat Corbett's up next. She's got 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, including the Dirty Heads featuring Rome with Lay Me Down. Also, Chili Peppers' Rise Against, Rage Against. Oh, wait a minute. I'm reading the completely wrong hour.
Like it matters.
How about Blink-182, also Phoenix, that new one from the Temper Trap, Linkin Park, Green Day, and more. Straight ahead, right after this on K-Rock.